It's Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and the U.S. border is now completely, absolutely overrun. All by design.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
When I win the presidency, I want you to immediately surge the border. Tens of thousands at the Eagle Pass alone. Thousands being let through an hour. Major railways on the U.S. border shut down, trade unable to come in so that the Border Patrol can facilitate the biggest surge ever seen. Normally, December and January are the lowest numbers. This is the biggest numbers ever. They're catching up to 13,000 a day that they just process. More than 80% they estimate just walk right across and are never even talked to. But don't worry, they're going to grab your testicles and body scan you when you try to fly to visit your mom and your dad this Christmas or your family. Absolutely out of control. This is replacement migration. This is bigger than the breaking of the border in Europe, all run by the same UN NGOs, non-governmental organizations. We have a major DSA, DHS whistleblower joining us in the second hour today as we continue to document from the outside and the inside what's going on. They were told to come here. And they say, thank you, Biden. We'll be voting Democrat. They're being made to be police officers. They're being made to be bureaucrats. This is the globalists bringing in their Red Dawn force so they can all get signed up for welfare and get immigration lawyers. And they all make fabulous amounts of money off these people. It is a permanent underclass that they can exploit. Texas cops given power to arrest illegals, but the feds won't deport them. Showdown with feds, rail bridges to Mexico shut. Let's get that little intro from 5 years ago during the last midterms before the 2020 election, the midterms before last, where Jon Stewart was making fun of Trump claiming, oh, there's caravans, oh, broken borders, oh, it's Road Warrior. But that's what it was then. And now it's getting even worse, way, way, way worse. Michael Young's been dead on. This is exponential. We're talking about, by the middle of next year, 1 million people a month coming through. 1 million. And the whole world's been told, come here. The whole world's been told, come here. We got so much other news as well. The EU is now officially criminally coming after Elon Musk. If you don't back him now, you're insane. Oh, well, he's not perfect. Well, it's the only platform with any real freedom other than Rumble. I hope Rumble gets as big as X or bigger. But no more mincing words, no more half measures. You back Musk or you're insane in defending X. But let's go out to break with the piece from many years ago under the globalist operation to break our borders when they made jokes about how bad it was.
I'm watching the midterms, then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you voted Trump! You voted Trump! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Supporting the president. Support
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
No, we're not to the bunkers. We're everywhere exposing this UN BlackRock New World Order plan to take us down. Now they tell us there's Islamic sleeper cells everywhere. Yeah. When they attack, they'll take our rights again. Our government is run by criminals that are destroying us and hate us. It's all by design. Stay with us. Giant transmission lined up today, December 19th, 2023. So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock, but selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The same non-governmental organizations, NGOs, funded by the State Department, the EU, George Soros, who gets government money, that broke Europe in the last 15 years, over 20 million Islamists and others, mainly military-aged men, over 80%, upwards of 90% never get a job, ran the invasion of Europe. That's how we knew what would happen here. And the same UN NGOs are in Central and South America directing all of this in the United States. There's more than 15,000 people. I've talked to Border Patrol. They've got big pockets up to 5,000. And you go a few miles away, another 5,000, 10,000. At just one crossing on the border. And Biden said, when I win the election, immediately surge the border. We'll play that clip in a moment. But this is the reality we're dealing with, and it's only going to get worse. I'm going to break down how the replacement migration works. It isn't Red Dawn where Russians rain down and start shooting people in South Dakota or Colorado. It's done with UN NGOs that for months brainwash people in camps, give them credit cards, give them cell phones, tell them where to go, what to do to be signed up with NGOs, to be given taxpayer money up to $90,000 per person in some cases. Or per family, then the Democrats skim a bunch of money off the top, then sign them up to work jobs, slave labor in many cases for children, sex slavery, you name it. It's in the New York Times even admits it. We told you decades ago. But they've scaled it way up. And then they tell them how to vote or they get deported. And now in New Mexico and California and Illinois, they're hiring illegal aliens as police, social workers, you name it. Tucker Carlson talked about it last night at Turning Point USA and a huge event they're having in Arizona. I'm going to get to all of this. Then Ukraine could conscript women, they're now announcing. Huge developments in that war. We have the establishment coming after Elon Musk. This is a big, big deal. I'll explain why. Also, over 170 Jeffrey Epstein's high-profile associates will be named in court documents that will be unsealed in the first days of 2024. And we have total distractions. House Democrats demand Thomas recuse himself from Trump immunity case. If he does that, that's an admission of guilt. It's over. Oh, he got flown on some vacations with rich people. Oh, my gosh. His wife ran a Tea Party group. Oh, how evil. Did he take money from the Chinese or the Russians? Did he, was he caught with crack cocaine and underage hookers? No. Clarence Thomas is squeaky clean compared to all these people. Oh, but he complained that on his salary, he can barely pay his bills. A witness said years ago, oh my God, he's a bad person. Congress passed a law that can insider trade and it's legal. That needs to be repealed. But, oh, and I love how Republicans are. Well, we've got to be better than Democrats. So if it even looks like Clarence Thomas did something bad, let's get rid of him. Yeah, when he got rid of Roe v. Wade, or when he's upheld the Second Amendment, And they got so-called dirt on all those Republican justices, folks. You already saw them claiming that these women all got raped. It was all fake. Stand with Clarence Thomas now, or you are insane. And my message to everybody that knows Clarence Thomas, do not recuse yourself and tell everybody to go to hell. Oh, my gosh. He went on some vacations with his rich friends, and they paid for his hotel. It's totally legal. He didn't oversee their cases, any of it. Oh, he flew on a private jet of a friend. Oh no. Did he fly on Epstein's jet to molest kids like Bill Clinton and the rest of these people? Bill Gates? Oh no, he didn't do that. But see, that's all okay, right? That's Clarence Thomas's problem, is he's not raping children. Unbelievable. We're going to be getting to all of that. Judge blocks removal of Confederate Reconciliation Monument at Arlington National Cemetery. You know, it's one thing when they take down Robert E. Lee statues and melt it down when they wanted it in a museum. That's bad enough. Or now Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. But federal government helped commission and pay for a reconciliation statue and memorial for the Confederate soldiers that died. You know, we had reconciliation. Now they want that torn out for the dead. They took Teddy Roosevelt's statue down because he was a white man in New York. Teddy Roosevelt was an early civil rights activist. And his family were abolitionists. These people want total power to take down the American flag and hoist up the rainbow pedo flag. That's what it is. The left's flag, the globalist flag, is the rainbow flag. So stop apologizing. Stop bowing to these sickos. Now, look, I shot an emergency report last night. It basically boils it all down. We're going to skip this break. I'm going to air this little 8-minute clip about Elon Musk, and then I'm going to come into the technicals of it and what this really means. But I want to say this up front. I have said for 3-4 years that I was nebulous and that the jury was out on Elon Musk, but that he was moving in the right direction. And now he's basically aligned politically with what I believe and what we see happening 90%. And I was able to be in a joint interview with him for 2.5 hours about a week ago, a little more, about 8-9 days ago. And he's putting his money where his mouth is and is promoting free speech. And so there's all these holier-than-thou people that are on X. I see criticizing him. Great, that's your right. But saying he's not for real. Okay. Well, are you going to let the EU, which is trying criminal stuff against him, shut down our free speech, a foreign power? Or are you going to stand up for yourself? Or is it all about being holier than thou? And nobody's perfect but you. Nobody's a patriot but you. I've been doing this 29 years, folks. I hate the New World Order. This broadcast and what we've done is on record damaging them greatly and being the number one threat to them. And the same people that say Elon Musk isn't good or isn't for real are the ones that constantly say, I'm not for real. Listen, I don't care whether you think I'm for real or not. I want to beat the New World Order. You judge a tree by its fruits. So if Elon does bad stuff in the future, I'll criticize him instantly. But I'm not going to sit there and criticize him when he's not doing anything wrong just to earn brownie points with people. That I'm a little bitch. I told you this years ago, as we start to win and all these people come over to our side, the Tucker Carlsons, the Joe Rogans, the Elon Musk, the Russell Brands, the Jimmy Dores, the Naomi Wolfs. Don't get pissed at them and say, or Vivek Ramaswamy, we don't trust you. Say, we trust but verify. They're doing devastating stuff to the New World Order. They're on our team. I know Joe Rogan well. I talk to him every day. Every day. Almost every day. And Joe's completely pissed and totally red-pilled right now. And he's going black-pilled. And I'm telling him, no, white-pill, baby. We're going to win this together. I'm going to leave it at that. I know these people. They're real. And stop believing there aren't good people in the world. Evil is not the only power in the universe. All that evil men need to win is that good men do nothing. And we've been abdicating, signing, pull up the definition of abdicate, to sign over your authority, to give away your power, like Cain selling his birthright. I don't sell my birthright. I have strength. I have will. I started out on Access TV. I didn't have CIA funding or George Soros funding. I did it all myself, reaching out to other people, grassroots, that believed in what I was doing. I know the power of the people. I know the power of taking action. People ask, oh, who tells Alex Jones what to do? Alex Jones tells Alex Jones what to do. The Holy Spirit does. My crew knows that they're here. They see me make the decisions every day. I am my own man, and you are your own man. And the people that run around pointing at men and women that are fighting tyranny and saying how they could do a better job are critics. They're not men and women in the arena. And I say that because, everything aside, we have to back Elon Musk and X against the EU and against all the criminal probes going on by the Justice Department right now, because they're coming after him. They're coming after me and after Trump. Is Trump perfect? No. Is Musk perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But the enemies of freedom, the globalists, hate our guts because they know we can't be controlled by them. And we're trying to make pro-human, team humanity decisions. We got skin in the game. Elon Musk has 11 children. I got 4. Joe Rogan's got children. Tucker Carlson's got children. And when you got children, folks, almost everybody ends up going Team Humanity because you either love your children or you love the devil. You may not even love God. You may have been in rebellion against God. That's what the devil demands, your children, their souls, their bodies in many cases, in the sacrifices. Because if he can get you to give him the children, he can get you to do anything. Well, you're not getting our children anymore, and we're standing up against your transgenderism and your fentanyl and your New World Order and your 5G and your GMO and your atrazine. So it's time to tell the globalist to look them right in the eye and tell them, go fuck yourselves. Fuck you and your New World Order. Burn in fucking hell. We're done. We're not intimidated. We're not backing down. Here's my breakdown on Elon Musk.
This is an emergency global free speech alert. The unelected European Union is now officially coming after Elon Musk and officially trying to meddle in U.S. elections. Joe Biden and his corrupt Justice Department have opened a whole bunch of criminal investigations of Elon Musk, attempting to silence him. And you know, when he reinstated me 8 days ago, he was throwing down the gauntlet. He's standing up for our free speech. Now it's time for us to stand up for X. When Elon Musk reinstated me to X, he knew it was a symbol, not just America, but all over the planet, that he was really standing up for free speech. And that sent a major shot across the bow of the bureaucrats, who'd already been threatening him with jail time if he didn't submit. So a foreign power is trying to have an iron curtain, an electronic Berlin Wall of tyranny erected all around us. And Twitter is now the main focal point standing against that. This is a major issue of American sovereignty. And again, if we don't stand up against this, if legislation isn't passed to expose this, if there's not congressional hearings, well, then it's the communist Chinese next that'll be officially dictating policy inside of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, America was once the champion of free speech worldwide, and everyone aspired to it. Now communist China and dictatorial EU are the example for the world. And Elon Musk is valiantly challenging that. He's bet on humanity. And now it's time to stand up for X and Elon Musk and all of our speech together. We have to stand together for a pro-human future, for team humanity.
So something that is really important is like, you just literally have to have kids or there's no next generation. I'm just generally in favor of civilization and the furtherance of civilization. And I say we grow and I say we expand and we have more humans and we become a multi-planet species and a space-faring civilization and ultimately be out there among the stars. It's like we gotta make a good showing. Team human.
Well, because we can have a debate because the Black Rocks and the Bubbles are right now in control. If they were 100% control, you and others have felt rested to maybe they're in 80% control. They're losing control very quickly as people discover what they're doing. But what would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just team humanity?
Yeah, team humanity. Absolutely. That sounds good.
The EU is officially coming for Elon Musk and X. The EU is officially coming for all of our free speech. There's been a lot of debate about whether Elon Musk is for real or not. He's put his money where his mouth is. He's freed up X, not just my account, but millions of others, including President Trump. And so the EU passed a law, we'll get to it in a moment, saying that if they call anything disinformation, a judge, a jury doesn't find it, but the bureaucracy does, they can fine, shut down a company, or even try to gin up criminal charges. And so Elon Musk has stepped up in a very, very big way against these tyrants. And they are literally coming for all of our free speech. Now remember, we have the EU head, we have the deputy head, we have the deputy head of the UN saying just this year that we're coming after Elon Musk. He can run, but he cannot hide. And we have these other statements by the deputy head of the UN saying, we work with Google and other big tech to censor disinformation like lies about COVID. Things like the shot doesn't work and lowers your immune system and the therapeutics work. They were coming out and lying about everything. Blocking therapeutics, telling you the shot worked, telling you mask work. The list goes on and on. So they're the fraud. They're the liars. Who watches the EU? Who watches the UN? Who watches the weaponized Justice Department and the CIA domestically involved with all the big tech companies? We didn't know about that. It wasn't confirmed until Elon Musk released the Twitter files, ladies and gentlemen. But I was a victim of it, and millions of you were victims of it, and we knew it was happening. But thanks to Elon Musk, we now know the specifics. So I am super pissed. I am so angry because we don't just have our own criminal bureaucracy trying to suppress us and manipulate elections. Now we have foreign powers like the European Union. And if you look into the EU, it was set up under a trade deal in 1947, the EU Commission is unelected and is a corporation. They have an EU Parliament that is advisory to it. So the EU is literally a bureaucratic dictatorship coming into America and telling us that they control what our speech is, and they're bragging about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need Congress to act and protect Elon Musk, X, and all of our free speech. We need Congress to act and protect our free speech for the upcoming election in just 10.5 months. We have to stand up for ourselves. And that means Elon Musk. Is he perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But man, he is the individual in the arena, and I can only commend him. And you know a man by his enemies. And all the top globalists are coming after Elon Musk right now. So I'm very honored to be back on X. I'm very, very thankful to Elon Musk. I'm thankful to millions of you that voted to restore me to X, 70% or 30%. But they don't care about the will of the people. They don't care, quote, about democracy. They care about their bureaucratic tyranny. So let me show you the article that's up on Infowars.com. EU announces probe into Musk X with the Digital Services Act, a formal infringement proceeding now putting him in front of their unelected star chamber. This is a huge deal. This is extremely important. This is just as big as the founding of our country in 1776. Because if we don't have free speech, we don't have the very foundation of an open and free society. Stand with Elon Musk. Stand with X. Stand with Real Alex Jones. And get this information out. Support the advertisers on X. Spread the word about X. Because it's the only major platform that has any free speech left in the world other than Rumble. And Rumble's great, but it's way, way, way smaller than X. And they're going to come after Rumble next. If they can take down Musk, they can take us all down. The globalists are losing on every front. Humanity wants freedom. They can't win in the free marketplace of ideas. So now the one major platform that's pro-free speech is under attack. This is historic. This is an attack not only on Musk, but an attack on anyone that supports free speech, anyone that supports the right of individuals to be heard in a global electronic town hall. This is a historic fight. And I cannot tell you enough how important it is to contact Congress, your legislatures, and others, and have them pass a law giving a shield to X and Elon Musk so that foreign governments can't come in here and shut down American free speech infrastructure. We've done it for other industries, and now it's time to do it for X. Elon Musk is leading by example. If he's successful, all the other big tech giants, now under deep state control, will be able to shift back to free speech. This is historic. Elon Musk is a trailblazer, and we must stand behind this maverick, or ourselves and our children are facing a very dark fate of neo-fascist tyranny. It's simple. If you're for Team Humanity, you are for free speech, and you stand against this incredible EU overreach and oppression. This is America. This is a lot bigger than just EU bureaucrats trying to control what you can say. They're trying to control what you can see, what you can hear, and what you can read. 1984 is not an instruction manual. It's an example of what we should not aspire to be. George Orwell said it best. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Stand with Elon Musk, stand with X, stand with free speech, stand for civilization, stand for Team Humanity. Again, the ball is now in your court. Are we going to let unelected globalist EU bureaucrats take down Elon Musk and our free speech, or are we going to stand together and defeat these people with the truth? Again, it's all up to you now.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, I remember we wrote articles about it at InfoWars.com when I was getting deplatformed 5 years ago. They had a NATO meeting and Zero Hedge reported on it. They had quotes out of it and links to the videos. I was trying to find it this morning but couldn't. I did find some of the clips of Planet Minute. And they're like, don't worry, we're not just going to censor Alex Jones and Julian Assange. We're going to censor everybody soon. We're going to use the EU to do it and the treaties they have with the U.S. And we'll prosecute Americans that allow disinformation or hate speech. So now they're talking about billions in fines against X. They're talking about criminal investigations are next. That's what this is. It's been initiated. A foreign globalist bureaucracy, unelected. You know, the EU was set up in 1947 under a steel trade deal, then officially set up in 1956 under the Treaty of Rome. I cover it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I actually show the documents. They're in a museum in Brussels. We got footage of it. We went there. We went to Europe. We went all over to make that film. It's free online. And it's unelected. Now, then they set up the EU Parliament in the late 90s that is elected, but it's advisory. It's ceremonial, just like the judges found me guilty in Texas and Connecticut and then told a jury to find out how guilty. The jury's ceremonial to make you think there's still a jury. In the case of Trump in New York, there is no jury. Letitia James said Friday, played the clip on Sunday and Monday. She said, we already found him guilty before the trial began. He will be guilty. People went, what? So that's what they're doing. This is a big deal. Musk stood up for free speech. The engagement on Twitter's doubled, more people than ever. We're winning. And so Biden doesn't have the laws to shut down X. He's got 5 criminal investigations we know of. That means there's probably 10 times more against Musk right now. So how do I sit back and go, oh, well, he's not perfect. You know, I'm the perfect one and he could have done this better or whatever. Do you support freedom on X or not? You want to win this election or not? It's that simple. We're going to go to break. I'm going to get back into this. Then I'm going to shift gears to the totally collapsed border with Islamists just pouring across everywhere. And every time I cover it, I notice these so-called populist right-wingers go, oh, why are you pro-Israel? I'm like, what's that do with Israel? We're being flooded by Islamicists, and I don't think that's a good idea. They go, you're against the Islamicists. Literally, that's how they're selling Islam now, folks. We should turn it around and say, why are you supporting the open borders? So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force. X2. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. DNA Force Plus. Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2, X2, X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look at Iceland, Reykjavik. Big, gorgeous volcano spewing luscious natural gases like carbon dioxide, methane, and more into the atmosphere. Probably have an atmosphere. Thank you, volcanoes. Thank you, God, for giving us those. Good luck, Al Gore, trying to shut that down. Piece of filth. The truth's got me. God's got me. My family's got me. That's what Du Hast is. You got me. And there ain't no going back, New World Order. You ain't got me. Bill Gates, you ain't got me. King Charles, you ain't got me. Humanity, you got me. No to the New World Order. Nein. Nein. Let's talk about Elon Musk and the open border. Then we have a big whistleblower coming on from DHS, incredible intelligence officer yesterday. These are amazing people. And that's why I say the feds aren't our enemies. It's the people running Congress. It's the think tanks. I mean, I've interviewed so many FBI agents, federal marshals, federal judges, off record. We have meetings. I mean, I've had many of them over the years. Had some this year. They say, what do we do? And I say, you know more than I do. What do I do? They say, well, get more congressional hearings, get the funding cut of what Biden's doing, change the law. That's scary, though, when you're talking to top federal judges and they're asking you in meetings, major scandals if it came out, what do we do? But that's done out of desperation, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not arrogant enough to try to tell them, well, this is what I think you should do. I say, what do we do? And they say, keep doing what you're doing and expose these crimes. We'll be doing that coming up next hour. But in the UK, you've seen the videos of decorated army veterans who post an image of the trans flag and show that if you put four of them together, it makes a swastika, and saying, I think this is a fascistic group. You get arrested. They're arresting in Ireland. The guy's been in jail like 3 months, a school teacher, because he said there was only two genders. He's in jail. And the EU has passed all the UN edicts at the national level to control all information. And they brag about it. And they said a year ago, oh, don't worry, we'll get Elon Musk. And now they filed this big civil slash criminal operation against him to take over X. EU takes action against Elon Musk X over disinformation when they're the biggest liars ever. Oh, the COVID shot works. Oh, COVID didn't come out of a lab. Oh, vitamin D3 doesn't help you. Here's the Undersecretary General for Global Communications of the EU last year bragging that the EU controls and the UN controls the science and that they tell big tech what to do, except Elon Musk. Here it is.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
And now the UN has a treaty they're trying to ratify, written by the White House, that takes control of your body. Here's another clip. That was Melissa Fleming. Here's Vera Jourova, European Commission on Culture, talking about Elon Musk isn't a good boy at Davos earlier this year. It's about to happen again. And don't worry, we're going to get Elon Musk. Here it is.
Our message was clear. We have the rules, which has to be complied with, and otherwise there will be sanctions.
Oh. The EU Commissioner on Culture. You will do
it. I think that the confidence has been weakened.
Oh.
And I had quite high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we worked with knowledgeable people, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. We work with sociologists, psychologists that know how to make them behave themselves. That's right. The psychologists are going to control you. And it is in that classic German voice, not a Germanphobe, but clearly there tends to be an authoritarian stripe. And you are going to, you do what we say or we will get you. Now, you can run, Elon Musk. You cannot hide. Let us look at the lapdog media boy. He does good for you. Just continue.
think that the confidence has been...
Oh, we don't weakened. Believe you now.
And I
start it again. Back it up 5 seconds. The confidence has been weakened. We gave them poison shot. We killed 20 million. Now they not like us. Why? Because they bad. Shot worked, though it does not work to protect you. It worked to sterilize and give you peep, peep. Heart, go by my hearty time. Oh, so liberal. I take a shot on you. Sorry. Let's continue.
I think that the confidence has been weakened.
Oh.
And I had quite high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we were
screwing them well.
With the lawyers, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave in some decent way, not to cause...
Pause. Back it up 10 seconds again. So this is the heads of the EU mind control program literally saying, you need to learn to behave. We work with the sociologists to make sure you behave and you are not behaving. We had very high confidence that you would eat the bugs and that we would bring in the Islamists and cut your son's Johnson off. And now we try to erect satanic temple and you don't like it. Why you not like it? Why you not like it, open border dollar devalue? Why you not like World War III? Why you not like communist China? But don't worry, we get you Elon Musk. Here she is.
I think that the confidence has been weakened. Oh. And I had quite high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we worked with knowledgeable people, with the lawyers, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave in some decent way.
Behave.
Not to cause really big harm to the society. I always felt that this notion of responsibility was there. So this is what I don't feel from Elon Musk personally.
You do not fear Elon Musk is bowing to your Führer. We are the leaders. We are the leaders of the global Reich, the Fourth Reich. And Elon Musk, you do bad. We'll be right back with a total border collapse straight ahead. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone, Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way! Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way!
Oh no! The fight's out!
Come on over here! Come on over here! Come on, Tower! Come on! You're not in the way! You're a fake and a fraud! I'll
get
eat your
out
ass.
The way, bitch. Get out the way.
Move, I will.
Bitch. Get I'm out the way.
A combat model. Optimal self-sufficiency.
Here I come. Here I go. Move.
I'll do it. I will eat your ass. And that's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. This is a time bomb.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Bomb.
Move. Get out the way. That's what we need.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Now let's hear the real thing.
Get out the way.
And our message to these EU heads is that they're going to censor Americans.
We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know it, and the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be
very. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober, and you about to get ran the fuck over.
You're not telling us how to behave, you witch.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
Here I come. Here I go. Uh-oh.
So
don't jump.
This is what I do.
You see them headlights. You hit that motherfucking crowd. Start that damn show. I'm coming through. Hit the stage. Knock the curtains down. I put the crowd up. That's what I do. Young and successful. Sex simple. Now prove one minute. I got true, true. Hold up. Wait up, shorty.
All right, folks. Enough of that. But we did that back during 2016. I'm told personally by the Secret Service, Hillary Clinton watched it and literally blew up. Because they take themselves so incredibly seriously. You know when I tell you a story, it's true, right? You know I'm not making this stuff up, right? I think you've seen now we're not playing games around here. When I told you Elon Musk 3 years ago was about to take the gloves off, think I was lying? I didn't lie. The proof is in the pudding. And when did I tell you that they're going to have millions a month coming across? That's in the UN battle plan. And so they're bringing in, it's not 10 million since Biden got in, it's 20 million. I saw a number of even the Washington Post last week, 15% of America's illegal aliens we know of. And they're under the globalist control with a cell phone and a controller, a person. And they don't do what they're told, they get deported. And now they're going to be our police officers. Here's a clip of Tucker Carlson talking about it just last night at Turning Point. Here it is.
Most January 6th people, I've interviewed a lot of them, as you have, and they're all, I mean, they were there because they believe in the system, because they all had pocket constitutions. They thought it was real, and they were so shocked to see their election stolen, which obviously it was, and that they marched on the Capitol. But they were there to uphold the system, and some did it imperfectly, and some got out of hand, of course. But this guy is there to degrade it, to defile it on purpose. Like, there's no reason to do that in a hearing room.
Well, they don't know which clip I'm talking about, so play every single Tucker Carlson clip I put on the list. I put four on there. We're going to get to the one. Start playing them.
So I am not a person who looks for apocalypse on the horizon. I always think it's going to be 74 and sunny, just my nature and my upbringing. Go, 74 and sunny. You're from Newport Beach. Okay, I got it. Anyway, but the evidence unmistakably shows an acceleration in whatever this dark force is in this country whose only impulse is to destroy. Not to improve or create, but to destroy. And it's all around us. And the only way to stop it is with that moral strength I described. Guns won't stop it. They have more than we do. That's just true. And they're happy to use them. They're happy to use them. And when I hear Senator Dick Durbin, who might be the most evil member of the Senate, and it's quite a tight race for that title, when I hear Senator Dick Durbin say, maybe we should take some of the tens of millions of foreigners who've arrived, all of whom seem to be about 23 and in great shape, and hand them automatic weapons in our military and give them badges and guns in our police departments, I'm wondering, what exactly is that? Oh, you're assembling an army against your own people. That's what you're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And you know that that's what they're doing. So, whatever, there are hard times ahead. And you can't beat them with force of arms. You can only beat them with the truth, by showing up and standing immobile in the face of their lies and not fearing them. And there's far too little of this going on.
All right, I'm not trying to disagree with Tucker Carlson here, but it's a finer point. You have Eric Swalwell, the communist Chinese spy, and others. Biden said it. You can't beat the U.S. government. We have F-16s. Oh, we can't beat the North Vietnamese? They wouldn't give up. We don't want a physical conflict because the globalists want one to dishevel and shut down the country further. And killing a bunch of cops and FBI agents and federal marshals isn't going to fix this. We have to kill the ideas. But if there is a physical war, we will win it. We just don't want to go that route. It's 10 times messier. Okay? Swalwell's like, we got nuclear weapons. We'll just nuke cities. All the cities are Democrat, basically. You're going to nuke yourselves? Yeah, again, they don't know military doctrine. They don't understand this. If the public in the future in a civil war just wipes out whoever enforces the system, you'll take out our own people first, and then they're going to bring in the foreign troops, and they'll be taken out too. I mean, look, I know all about this. I study it. This is what I do. I mean, it's a whole aspect of me that I don't get into on air. If we go to war, I know what's going down. I'm ready. You don't want to go that route. It's very messy, and most of us will die. You want to fix it in the info war, and I think that's what Tucker's saying is, you're never going to fight if you didn't fight politically and go to city council and town halls and school board meetings. But show the Eagle Pass footage. This is today. I mean, total bedlam. The border shut down. Goods can't even come across because the Border Patrol can't even run the regular border stuff. It's all just illegals by the millions a month pouring in, tens of thousands per sector a day. It's probably 50,000 a day. It's not 13,000 the Border Patrol announced Friday, their biggest day. That's who they got. They admit 80% more. So do the math. What's 80% above 13,000? We're talking 100,000 people a day, boys and girls. How many people is that a month? If it all, 100,000 a day. Do the math. 3 million a month. It's not that bad. Every day isn't 30,000. It's about 1 million a month. 1 million people a month with a government phone and a government ID. It's insane. All right, we're going to start the next hour, but I told you we're going to get to a point where it's all out in the open. You won't be able to deny what's happening. We got a major DHS whistleblower like we had yesterday on. This is going to be incredibly important. The system does not want this heard. Boost this. Share the links. Infowars.com/show. Band out video. Habituate people to come here to the broadcast and to share it. Don't just come here. Share it. Tell those to share it. Tell them to share it. Tell them to share it. Chain reaction. We win. Human power. Infowarsstore.com. If you get your orders in today, anywhere in the CONUS, continental United States, you'll get it by Friday. But you got to get your Christmas orders in. We have the new Team Humanity shirt with the nuclear family, inspired by Elon Musk in my discussion a week ago or 8-9 days ago. Infowarsstore.com. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. We have X2 about to sell out. We have Winter Sun, the best D3, finally back in stock. So good for your immune system. We have VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide to boost your heart health. All of it. We have TurboForce, the most powerful, high-quality brain boost nootropic out there that's also good for you, unlike other brain boosters that aren't. TurboForce discounted. Infowarsstore.com. Get TurboForce. Get Winter Sun. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on air over the years. You've seen that we've delivered together. You delivered supporting us. I've delivered not giving up. Praise God and pass the ammunition in the information war. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Wars take money. We don't rob banks like leftists do or kidnap people. We sell high-quality products to fund the operation at InfoWarsStore.com. That's critical in the fight. Plus the great products, InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce, InfoWarsStore.com. You need TurboForce, 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 TurboForce. All these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock, but selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. TurboForce. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. TurboForce. X2. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. DNA Force Plus. Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
People that are boys,
and I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
People whose gender might be a little bit of both, or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like horned demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What? Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have a tension, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn f***er. Listen, kid. You have crossed the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?!
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
Lord, yeah.
There. Let's go get that.
All right.
So you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you bet.
Don't worry. Hello?
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy! 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 You are my enemy!
You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you? I see you, you understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that? You will fall! You will not bring humanity down! Is going to destroy you.
Whoa. That was cool the way he like Infowars.com.
Please. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Carlos Arellano is our guest, and he's actually a hotel manager. Despite the fact the feds will pull their contract or whatever, he's telling the truth. We've had major DHS contractors, intelligence officers, you name it, on the show, but Carlos is on the ground. He's gone public. He's a manager of the largest NYC migrant hotel, former transportation specialist for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, two-time whistleblower on malfeasance in NGOs and governance contracts, more than a decade of experience in the field of migrant contracts. In addition to whistleblowing, he spent over a decade working directly in the system as a youth care worker at various sites supporting HHS Unaccompanied Children Program. Carlos's role involved personally escorting migrant children to their sponsors, affording him the opportunity to hear the harrowing stories of these vulnerable children during the journey to the southern border. And he's at Carlos with two S's, T-E-X. So be sure and follow him there. There it is on screen. Well, sir, God bless you. With what's happening in Eagle Pass and these record numbers, even in the cold months, never before been seen, you're a real expert on this. You're also a fellow Texan, so I wonder what got you up to New York. It's great to have you here. You are a eyes-on-the-ground guy that's exposing this. So thanks for being here. Where should we start?
Oh, man. Well, I just wanted to start off by saying, you know, as the more I do more interviews, I get a lot of people who become more aggressive, you know, saying, well, Carlos, you're doing this because you feel guilty and you want forgiveness. I'm not asking for forgiveness here. When I talk, I'm asking for help because the situation... Yeah,
that's feds. You know that's psychological. To change the subject, you're a hero.
No, thank you so much. And, to start it off, I was working as a transportation specialist for the Department of Health and Human Services. So I don't know if you guys remember this, but about 2 years ago, you saw these charter flights go up to Westchester, New York in the middle of the night.
We remember the secret flights.
Yeah. So I was, my job was a transportation specialist and I was on those flights.
Wow.
So when you start off in those flights, you start off in El Paso, Texas, in central Texas, and you're moving about 200, 300 kids at a time. But the strange part about these trips is that when you gather these many kids to be moved in 2 to 3 different planes, these kids start talking to each other and they tell you, hey, I enjoyed the shelter more in Seattle. I enjoyed the shelter more in Los Angeles. I enjoyed the shelter more in Chicago. And you start asking yourself, how are you going to all these shelters? And you got here 2 years ago, a year ago.
Wow, shell game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Keep going.
And there was this one trip in El Paso, Texas, where a child comes up to me and he asked me in Spanish, can you help me out, sir? And I said, of course I can help you out. What's the issue? He tells me in Spanish, the last time I saw my sister, I saw her a year ago in the shelter in Chicago, and I haven't seen her since.
Wow.
And he says my mother hasn't heard from her either. And and this was in 2021 when the Biden administration came into play. And so you ask yourself, how did you and your sister get to Texas? You end up in Chicago. You're back in Texas, and now I'm about to move you to the East Coast, to New York, to North Carolina, to Florida in the middle of the night.
So the evil of this is they're telling everybody come, and they promise all this stuff, and then they just disappear people. They say, oh, we're putting you with your families, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that made me decide to blow the whistle is a lot of my coworkers and even myself, I'm not proud of this, but when the Biden administration came into power, I had a child and my coworker fought me on this so hard. We had a child who was crying saying, I don't know the person you're taking me to and I don't want to go there. And I only met them through video chat in the shelter.
Wow.
I don't know this person. And we still dropped the child off. And this was not just a one-time situation. My coworkers were coming back to the office and saying they had the same situations happen to them. And
by the way, I'm going to stop you right now. I'm going to skip this break one more time. I'm really pissed right now because I've seen this when we have other whistleblowers on, people that attacked him saying, you're bad. You weren't in the situation. He went to help people. He had the courage to go do this. And so anybody saying he's bad for exposing it, you are as bad as the people that had this happen. You weren't there. You're not speaking out, putting your life on the line. And I haven't seen them attack you, but I believe you. I've seen this crap by these armchair quarterbacks. And I'm sick of those people because what you're doing is going to help stop this. Thank God you have that courage. Keep going.
I've actually done this during two administrations. I've been escorting children since the Trump administration. But the difference is during the Trump administration, I would go a month, sometimes 2 months without getting called for work. And they would just say, we have no kids to be moved. That's the difference between the Biden administration and the
Trump. Yeah, Trump shut it down.
Yeah, the Trump administration was not allowing.
And I heard they DNA tested, they vetted stuff.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So there's this one story that I've shared and I would like to share it with you.
Please.
This was in Donna, Texas, and I think you actually visited this place. So there's this processing center in Donna, Texas, where I had a child come up to me during the Trump administration. And he basically told me how the person who he was with was claiming to be his father, but it was not his father. And this person was actually raping them all the way from Central America up to Texas. Mm. And the first thing that Border Patrol did during the Trump administration when I reported the situation was they went and separated them, and then they ran DNA testing on them. And they took the person who was claiming to be the father, they put him in one of those cages where they say, oh, you got people in cages who are innocent, who are here seeking asylum. The people in the cages were people who were raping the children who were showing up to the Texas border with them.
Wow.
So that's the purpose for the cages, is they never told you that the reason for them was because they were child molesters. We ended up, they were getting aggressive with NGO staff like myself. And we just had all these suspicions, and then they came true. So it separated them from the children. We can't have them next to each other because something's going to happen. And, you know, these facilities in Donna, Texas, they're 10 cities. So it's real easy to go from one area to the next one. So you need the cages to separate these pedophiles who show up with the children at the border.
And if we let this happen to these children, they can do it everywhere. This is so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love these children, but we need to love ourselves and realize we cannot allow this to happen. God sees what's happening. So you blew the whistle repeatedly on this.
Mm-hmm. So the main thing that made me blow the whistle was there's this email that my employer sent out from an NGO called MBM, Mary Victor Mike. And in this email, they state, hey, you guys are handing off children to the wrong people. And we know this because the IDs that you're receiving at airport's baggage claim do not match the IDs of the sponsors who were approved by the federal field.
And let me just stop you, folks. This guy's on record, whistleblower. DHS sent him to us. People good side, federal judges that are patriots said, get this guy on. This is a real guy that watched them give children to pedophiles. You want proof? It's right here. It's in the Senate reports. We already know it. 800, hundreds of thousands missing. This guy saw it. You want proof? There it is. Carlos is the, keep going, Carlos.
Yeah, so I was the part of the process. I was the last people to see the children. And there was many stories like the one I shared with you. And there's other story that made me blow the whistle because of the email that was sent. So there was this kid in El Paso, Texas, and we were in the airport in Dallas, and we were on our way to New York, and this kid, couldn't be older than 10 years old. I bought him candy. I bought him food. I bought him some toys at the airport. Cause you know, children are innocent. We shouldn't hold them between any type of political game.
I agree.
And this child did not want to talk. And, you know, children are usually running around laughing and they want to watch movies.
This is a traumatized child.
Yeah, traumatized child. And I ended up finding out when I got to New York to the sponsor was that the child did not want to talk because he had a female sibling that came with him and he witnessed her be raped by multiple men. And she ended up passing away in Mexico.
Wow. Wow. Oh.
So he was hiding while he was watching people in Mexico rape his family member. And that's the reason why he didn't want to speak. The sponsor told me this. And it's just...
Because a child sees that and they feel ashamed they couldn't protect her.
Exactly. And this story is not just one thing that happened. As soon as the Biden administration came into the White House, it was just one after the other. My family comes from Mexico. And when I joined this type of work, I wanted to make a difference. You know, I wanted to say, I want to be out there on the front lines and taking care of children, trying to make them feel better.
And bringing in good people.
Yeah. And in the beginning, it was a good thing, but then slowly, I started seeing, you know, the difference between the Trump administration, the Biden administration. And you're hearing this from someone. I voted for Beto O'Rourke twice. And I've been someone who recently hit, my mind was blown by everything I was seeing because I was one of those that when President Trump won election, I was saying, oh, my life is over. President Trump hates Mexicans. I got to get out of here. And then,
by the way, that's not your fault. You were brainwashed. I believe babies weren't children. I paid for abortions. I didn't know I killed my children. I repent every day. God forgives you. God forgives me. Once you know the truth, it's once God touches your soul, you made the right decision. So you have no guilt now. You know that.
Well, I struggle with it, but thank you.
No, I understand.
And, the situation when my...
But you're making up for it 1,000 times right now. Mm-hmm. Just so, you know, don't, you know.
Thank you. And it's something that just when I'm sitting there, it'll randomly come back and hit me. You know, these faces, these names of these children, I can't get them out of my mind sometimes. And
well, Carlos, God forgave me for what I did killing my own children. You didn't kill your own children. So from somebody that's done way bigger sins than you, believe me, God forgive. I just want you to know, do not listen to those people putting you down for the right thing. Because so many people are involved in evil and see it and don't speak out because they feel guilty. You didn't know that was happening. You did the right thing. You're a hero. You're not just absolved. You're a hero. You got that? Because I can see you're freak. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Keep going. Sorry.
What I wanted to stress here today is that, so when you work as a transportation specialist, you do two different trips. You do, when you fly United Airlines, you fly Delta, you fly American Airlines, but these charter trips are the ones that are the most, they're the most concerning because you move about 200 to 300 kids in the middle of the night. So I've done trips where I've landed in Florida and we split up. In Florida, we split up on rental buses. We split up on rental cars. One team goes with children to North Carolina. Another team goes with children to Georgia. Another team goes with children to Alabama. And when you go to these places, you think you're going to an office, some type of building, you know, some type of shelter where you see a lot of staff members. But a lot of times when we were dropping these children off, they were in residential neighborhoods. And it would be, for example, they open the door and it would be a mom where you see kids running around in the back and you would drop off 3 kids from Guatemala, 2 kids from Colombia. And you start asking yourself.
I saw some reports like 40 kids per residence.
No, yeah.
In a year. What the hell? And no one can track them.
No one can track them. And the crazier part is that the Biden administration is on record saying there's 85,000 children missing. The email that I received from my employer saying you guys handed off children to the wrong people. Those children are from numbers that haven't been reported yet. So
it's much larger. And I just want to say something. We care about these children. We all have empathy. I'm crying right now. This is so upsetting. We know it's true, but here's a witness to it. You see his pain. Does anybody feel safe with a government that would do stuff like this? Like, what the hell is going on?
And exactly. And after this situation happened, I said, I can't do this anymore. I have to separate myself from it. And I got a call from an agency, an NGO, who said, hey, Mayor Adams in New York City needs help opening up the first migrant hotel ever on the East Coast.
And that's the whole next part. You sent us all that.
Yeah. And that's how I ended up going towards the East. They said, you know, we can't trust local New Yorkers with this type of work because they never done it. And the reason why I bring this up is because New York City, what made me break there is they made me the supervisor of this hotel. This hotel has 5,000 illegals spread out across 28 floors, a block away from Times Square.
Well, stop there. Well, you keep going, but so God put you there. That's God did this. You're at the mouth and you're at the ass. So you got to like literally see the beginning and the end of this.
Oh yeah.
Keep going.
So I get to New York City, my very first day there. They're showing me around. They're showing me how it's all going to work. And my very first day, everybody's moved into the hotel. I'm on the 28th floor because there's a husband beating the shit out of his wife. And we separate them, and the wife comes and hits me because I was trying to call NYPD. And then my bosses come and yell at me.
So she's under Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. And it's crazy because everybody there agrees to where don't call NYPD, don't call ICE, don't call any type of law enforcement, handle it in-house. And what ended up happening here was the husband was beating the shit out of the wife. And while he was beating the shit out of the wife, he hit one of the children that was in the room. And the child had a black eye. And this is a constant thing where I was handling this issue and they told me, don't call NYPD. And then over the radio, there's another fight on the 16th floor. And then we head down to the 16th floor. And then they tell us there's two ladies trying to beat the shit out of each other on the 21st floor. And then
I got articles all about it. It's just sex, murder, bedlam, mm-hmm. suicide.
No, yes. And, aside from all that, what was my breaking point there was I was going home to the hotel that I was staying at. And I'm in the hotel lobby and everybody's huddled up and I get to the middle of the huddle and there's children who are like falling, stumbling down, can't hold each other up. Long story short, it was a 10-year-old who was drunk. And I texted the social worker, hey, this is what's going on. There's a 10-year-old who's drunk in the lobby. And we ended up finding out that the parents of the 10-year-old had checked out of the hotel 2 days ago and they haven't returned. So these hotels.
God, they're leaving their children. That's in these articles we have. Fox News, Washington Post, they admit all this. Like everything you're witnessing is coming out in the news. This is insane.
And it always leads back to the children, Alex. Like in Texas, I witnessed all the stuff going on with the children. Now it's going on in New York and Chicago. And it tells you how much evil there is behind this program of the United States accepting migrant children who are unaccompanied. And the most concerning thing here right now is that in 2021, the Biden administration opened up mega shelters. So you have two type of shelters. You have a normal shelter that are like in Walmarts. I know you know of those.
Yeah, they're in Walmarts everywhere. Yeah.
So I used to take children from those Walmarts and I used to take them up across the country. And in 2021, the Biden administration turned sports stadiums, you know, football stadiums, concerts, convention centers. They closed them all down because of COVID. And these stadiums were making their money by renting them out to the Biden administration. So you had 3,000 kids in a convention center in San Antonio. You had 4,000 kids in a convention center in Dallas, Texas. So all these shelters.
And they were exempt from the COVID shots, but also couldn't be face scanned because they were wearing masks.
And it's a funny thing that you mentioned the masks because that was a major issue. So in the shelters, the children, the N95 masks, I believe they're called, they have a little metal bar that goes above on the upper lip. The children were taking off that metal bar and cutting their wrists with it. So that was another issue we faced in the shelters with the children where if the kids were suicidal, they would tell us don't give them a mask because they're cutting off the metal bar. They're ripping it off and they're using it to cut themselves.
Well, let's play the clip of Biden saying when I win the election, surge the border. I want to play that. You know, I've had a lot of DHS whistleblowers on. I've interviewed people off air, and they're all just shook up, just like you are. I'm shook up. What is it like to be around the people that don't care? Because I see a lot of those people. They think it's funny. Like, tell everybody, come here, do all this, chew everybody up in a meat grinder. Who the hell acts like this?
Well, these kind of people, they need to make trips out to Brownsville, Texas, where there's a Walmart. You got to go out to Raymondville, Texas. That has another Walmart full of children. And what's special about the one in Raymondville, Texas, is that it's a baby Walmart. So when I would show up to work with my coworkers and we would see the address for the Walmart in Raymondville, we would always say, you know, shit, we're going to have to carry a 3-month-old, an 8-month-old by ourselves and get on the plane with them. So,
and deliver them to God knows who.
Yeah. Well, the youngest child I transported was a 3-month-old. How does a 3-month-old tell you who their sponsor, their family member is, you know?
And you were given documents that wasn't, a lot of the time, it wasn't right.
Yeah, it wasn't right. It wasn't right. So the documents would say, there's going to be a female sponsor waiting for you in airport baggage claim. And when you show up there, it would be a male sponsor.
So this is mass human trafficking of children. And Biden, a known pedophile, is engineering it.
And it's,
this is Jeffrey Epstein's island times a million.
And in Texas alone, just in Texas, there at this moment, this very day, there's 11,000 children, unaccompanied migrant children in Texas.
Can I ask you this? Because I hate doing it. Like, you get depressed talking about it. I actually am a tough guy. I have trouble going to the border because I get so upset when I see him handing off random kids. You had to live this. Will you? Can we go with you in the next few months? And you tell us where to go, and we'll go to the Texas border together. Can you go tell me where to go?
Of course, of course, of course, of course. We can go and I can show you all the spots. I can show you all the airports where the escorts are at. I can show you the rental buses that show up. I can take you when the rental buses show up to these Walmarts, fill the bus up and.
Oh, I think we need to get you as a reporter. I don't know. I knew who you were. You were sitting highly recommended, but we got to, because yeah, it's, how do you deal with it? Cause I just, this, we're not doing it. We're trying to stop it, but I feel guilt even knowing it's happening and we can't stop it.
People all the time, you know, Biden's getting away with it now here, but Judgment Day will come and they'll have to answer to the Almighty for what they did down here, you know, and you can only get away with it for so long.
God, who would just hurting children, the evil.
And
the New York Times admits there's hundreds of thousands in slavery, working like 15 hours a day, no food, sleeping on floors, 12-year-olds in factories.
And it's in the places that you, so this is another thing that frustrates me is, you know, you go on Twitter, people tell you, hey, we have a congressman in this Twitter space, come talk to him. I say, you know, can we cuss on this show?
We can delay a lot of it. Just don't do too long. Yeah.
No, I just say, you know, why the fuck do I want to go into Twitter space with a congressman that doesn't care? I've had a lot of conversations with people in DC in Congress who tell me, hey, Carlos, I'll talk to you, but I want this off the record. Or they go around it, or they find a way to not be official. And a lot of people who say, yeah, we're going to help you, they fall through. So people tell me, you're just doing this because you're a Republican, you're attacking President Biden. No, there's bad people on both sides.
You're doing it trying to stop children being slaves.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. We'll talk about it. I've seen it myself, and I don't know how you deal with it. And it's very haunting, folks. I've talked to the feds. And Border Patrol up to FBI, and they are all freaked out, man. This is sick. This is real evil. That pedophile Biden's running it all.
We can't.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a vitamin refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888 800-825-3339. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take us for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link, X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force and all that make me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen. And that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Carlos Arellano is our guest. So we watched all the people with the vans and the planes and the kids. We've shown you the countless videos before Musk took over Twitter. We couldn't get it out anywhere other than van.video. It still got millions of views. Congress even opened investigations off our videos. This guy was there driving it, doing it, running it. Then he goes to New York and witnesses it. And everything he says is news articles confirming what he said. He was one of the main whistleblowers on that. So this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen, and the collapsing third world under the lockdowns the last 4 years, organized by the UN to invade the United States, and now massive, unprecedented numbers surging in. Imagine being in the FBI and knowing children are in sex slavery. Imagine knowing they're in physical slave labor. This is our government. Why would they do this? Why would Biden say, when I win the election, immediately surge the border and then break the whole system? Well, they're starting World War III with Russia. They're devaluing the dollar. They're allowing, play the Biden clip. Here it is.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
And then you come to the oppression of sex slavery. So let me explain the million-foot view. Everybody wants the 10-foot view, the 35,000-foot. Let me give you the 35,000-foot view times 10. let me give you the 300,000 foot view, the 2 million foot view. This is a spiritual war, and the devil knows that if he does stuff so incredibly corrupt and bad against people to aid him, and we get so overwhelmed by it and can't believe it, and we just turn away, we then get judged, and then America's blessing and shield lowers. So this is a child abuse ritual, a child sacrifice ritual happening, just like the temple of Satan, you know, has come out and said the abortion of babies is their sacrament in federal court. And if we then don't stop them, we are guilty as well. And the Bible says we then go into bondage. So this is a ritual being conducted. Carlos, you witnessed all this back to New York, what you saw, you've gone public.
It's always, you know, where do I go next or where do I begin? It's this insane. And, it's all about the money, you know. For example, the kids who show up to Texas, the federal government will tell the NGOs, we're going to give you $600 for just putting the roof over a child's head. And then we're going to give you $200 per child to do their laundry. We're going to give you guys $300 per child to.
So it's like homelessness. They tell you to be homeless because there's NGOs farming the homeless.
Yes, exactly. Farming them. And these children, sometimes they come out with their hands shaking when it's finally time to go. Their hands are shaking. Their feet are tapping. Then you start asking them, well, how long have you been in there? And I've had children who tell me they've been in the Walmart shelters down in South Texas for 2 years at the most. And
so they're just hiding them all over the place.
Hiding them. And these children will say, over these 2 years, I told them countless of times, I want to go home. I want to go back to my country. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of everything you guys got going on in Walmart.
I saw a report out of Chicago. 5,000 people were in a warehouse that wasn't even that big with two bathrooms. Imagine 5,000 people with two bathrooms. Keep going.
And a lot of these kids will say, send me home. And ORR, the branch of the federal government who takes care of this in Health and Human Services, that the response that they tell you to tell these kids is you cannot go home. You're now in federal custody. There's no way for you to go home, even if you're asking for it.
So like a light to moths, they say, come here. Come here.
Come here. Come here, but we won't tell you that you can't leave once you get here.
Well, you talked about documents you were sent that it's way more than 89,000 or whatever. Totally, they don't know where they are. We have any idea of the real numbers here of just totally missing children?
So we don't have an idea, but what I can tell you is the email where my employer admitted to handing off children to the wrong people. It was addressing 4 offices, but it could be possibly up to 6 offices that they were addressing. But these 4 offices, each office can hold up between 200 to 400 escorts, transportation specialists. And each transportation specialist sometimes moves 6 children, 8 children, 10 children at a time for one trip. And each transportation escort makes 3 to 4 trips a week. So you do the math there. You know, it's in the hundreds of thousands that are missing. We just don't know exactly what those numbers are.
Guys, pull up the footage I shot a year and a half ago, or the crew did, at the airport, where the same woman with a Grim Reaper MS-13 tattoo in one day delivered 4 kids in front of us. And she says, this is my baby. I swear it's mine. No paperwork. Hand it off to be flown. I mean, this is going on. And by the way, it's not like you go hunting and you look for a deer to shoot and you wait 10 hours in the woods. You go to the Texas border, it's buses, people, it's everywhere.
I went with Ryan Matta, a reporter, an independent reporter a while back, and we have on camera, I think he has it, or I may have it, but we got on camera 2 adults going through the Eagle Pass border with 10 children. You know, there's no way those 10 children belong to those 2 adults. So it's going to get crazy. Get even crazier than what it already is. And 2024 is going to, we need everybody's help. You know,
yeah, that's the point. It's escalating. Go back to this woman right here. She comes in, the kids always look drugged, and then they just hand them off. Sorry, keep going.
Oh yeah, man. Is that the McAllen airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. So what you're seeing right now is,
In every video, the kids just blacked out. Obviously, been drugged.
And the person that they take them to is an airport baggage claim. You know, you figured there'd be a better place to go to. And there's also times where it's not an airport baggage claim. I provided an email where I'm talking to my bosses about making, dropping off children with sponsors at a rest stop outside of Austin. We met people, sponsors at a rest stop at 3 a.m. I'm addressing this in an email. It's, hey, we started off giving children to sponsors at 3 a.m. We finished at 6 a.m. And this is at a rest stop in the middle of the night.
Wow. What is the establishment going to do? It's already come out and sent a report. Sex, slavery, rape, murder, death. You mentioned a girl you know got murdered. A little girl. I mean, why would they? What is the government planning? They would commit such a crime arrogantly. Like, why do they feel so invincible?
Because people in South Texas, they're blinded. People look the other way, and it's the constant attacks, you know. Everything's racist. Everything's racist. If you don't support these children being here, it's racist.
So it's like, let us ship the kids in. Let us disappear them, and you're racist. It's just,
yeah.
It's political correctness makes everybody stand down. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So political correctness is the empowering mechanism of this giant slave traffic.
Yes, yes, it is.
But you woke up.
And it was just the amounts of kids who were harming themselves, the amounts of kids who were being raped, the amounts of the kids of saying, you know, the person who's here with me kidnapped me. That's not my
fault. All right, so I'm going to stop because I'm obnoxious, and I'm in this all the time, and I'll ask a million questions. I want you to dump your guts right now, Carlos. I'm going to let you host the next 20 minutes till we go to break, or 19 minutes. You have got the floor. Just everything you saw, everything that was done, it's all on record what you're saying is true. You admittedly, you're a hero, even though, you know, you say you're not, because out of an ocean of cowards, you're the man standing up. You're more powerful than the DHS whistleblowers, intelligence officers you had on, because you were there and you're speaking out. So just tell everybody what they need to know right now. You are hosting the show right now.
So in 2021, these shelters that I mentioned earlier, they all closed down, but two of them. And the two shelters who remain open, they're in Carrizo Springs, Texas. And the other shelter is in Pecos, Texas, which is 40 minutes away from Midland, Texas. They're being housed in camps that used to be oil rig camps. You know, the oil rig workers used to stay here. They kicked them all out. They put the children in there. And since 2021, they have not opened a new shelter. Until recently, they started opening up, buying out old high schools.
So there's just gulag. I said I wouldn't interrupt. There's just Walmarts, oil drilling camps, just a gulag of children.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right, I'm going to stop. Jones, shut up. Keep going.
So they're starting to purchase out these old high schools on the East Coast. And the concerning part about that is the last time that they were putting children on the East Coast was because they were bringing children from Europe. And I was part of the group of MBM Inc. escorts where we moved children from Afghanistan. So during the Afghanistan withdrawal, we had children who were showing up to the States, and they were telling us, well, I only speak Spanish and English. How are you going to put me to move a child who speaks Arabic, you know? And all this is so important because until the stuff that's going on in Israel and in Palestine, now we're starting to see ORR, Health and Human Services, purchase new locations on the East Coast, which means they're getting ready for refugees to come in. They're waiting for Congress to pass something to bring in children from the Middle East. And it's going to be, I don't even know how to say this. It's just so, like what Alex said, it's so frustrating to hear all this. And just thinking, how are you going to get people who speak the language, you know, of the kids from Palestine, the kids from Israel? It's impossible to find that many escorts. So everybody who still works in this, everybody thinks that they're opening up these new shelters on the East Coast to bring in children from Israel and Palestine, from the Middle East. And it has to stop. You know, if you see children being moved at the airport, it's time to take out your phone. It's time to put them on blast. And that's the thing they hate the most is when you record them and you make it public.
That's right. Everybody's got a report.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the time to sit by and just watch it all go by. It's over because it's passive. It's gotten out of hand and they're getting ready. If you ask me personally, from everything I've witnessed, they're getting ready to bring in children from the Middle East, from Israel.
And again, where do they all go? You said they're years in these camps, and then they go to, we were there just a few, you know, a weird guy comes, I'm going to show the kids the way of the Lord, and a weird dude gets like little girls. I mean, it's so obvious. Why, they're literally serving pedophiles.
I honestly think they end up being sold off, and they get taken out of the U.S., and because a lot of these addresses, a lot of these contacts.
Exactly. America's becoming this is key. Start over. We're the sales point. They're brought here to be marketed and auctioned off, just like Ted Gunderson told me 25 years ago, former head of the FBI in L.A. He said, listen, we confirm they're auctioning kidnapped children in Las Vegas. And everything he said later came out to be true.
Exactly. Exactly. Because all these addresses that we have on file, the phone numbers, you go visit these places, it's the middle of a empty cornfield where a home is supposed to be. It's the address to a strip club.
So it's like a drug deal. You're just turning them over.
Exactly. Exactly. And once you turn them over to the sponsor, they're gone. They're out of the country. I don't think.
God Almighty. God Almighty. God Almighty.
And
can you believe America's ending like this? And the average leftist thinks it's cute. At least you were deceived and believed the lie. You woke up. The average leftist now, all these Pizzagate ABC reporters and others, like they busted like 10 of them running child kidnapping rings and raping kids. And they're like saying, oh, there's no rape. And it's like, how many pedophiles are there? Like, who the hell? How big is this?
Well, everything I'm speaking on is Texas alone. I've met people where we're on those charter airplanes, where we meet escorts, transportation specialists from the state of New Mexico, from Arizona, from California. We meet other groups that are working in other states. And I have no idea what's going on in those states. Everything I speak on is Texas. So there's 11,000 children in Texas right now. Who knows what the hell's going on in the other states on the other borders? Because supposedly we have a governor who cares about the border, and it's that crazy here. I can only imagine, you know, in California where Gavin Newsom is the governor, or in Arizona where it's...
And where they pass laws where pedophilia is legal. Yeah. Look, I want to believe in Abbott, but the state police came to Austin when they fired most of the Austin cops. They write tickets. They don't stop criminals. And it's the same thing down there. It's just, it's revenue generation. They're not investigators. They're ticket writers. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not attacking them. How pathetic it is to have a job where you write tickets all day where you'd be saving children. I hope this new arrest power does something, but you know, look, if they wanted to put what you're saying on the news, it's all confirmed, they'd do it. If they just showed a few little girls that Project Veritas and others have exposed, it'd be game over, but they won't humanize these people.
And I say this all the time is, it wouldn't kill, you know, someone in the state of Texas to go into these Walmarts, interview the kids, and I guarantee you, you're going to find 10 to 20 kids who say, I don't want...
Okay, well, we're going with you. So we'll hire you as a consultant. We're ready. I'm going to the border with you. You say go into these things. I mean, if I have to get arrested to go into these, we're going to do it.
That's. I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. Whenever you want to, I know where they're all at. And in the country alone, last time I checked, there's 249 child concentration camps, 249. And they're spread out across all.
Again, no one will say where they go in Congress.
And they don't want to visit these places.
And literally, we're there, folks. It's 10 vans lined up with a few Hispanic women handing children off. And I don't say this against white people. It's what I saw, to weird-looking white dudes. And you're watching babies handed off to weird-looking white dudes. It's sick. It's sick.
And the airports are in on it because there's 200 escorts who show up one day, and then the other day it's another 200 escorts. Imagine the money they're making off these plane tickets off these small airports in McAllen, Texas, Brownsville, Texas, Harlingen, Texas.
All taxpayer paid for.
All taxpayer.
So that's why everybody goes along, is to get a little bit of money. Look, if the devil said, I'll give you $1 million for your eyes, every person say, no, I want my eyes. It's your soul, people.
And there's been people who ask me, you know, why doesn't law enforcement get involved? These kids are in federal custody. Local law enforcement have no power.
Well, that's the thing about Abbott with this, we'll arrest him. He turns illegals over, they turn him loose again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's been a couple of states where I myself have received pushback and some of my coworkers, for example, Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, the police there do push back on escorts dropping off children. They approach you, they say hand over those papers, they're really aggressive, so they're doing their job.
No, that's good, because I'll tell Abbott what to do. He knows this. The so-called Texas Rangers, on average, they're pathetic. Political whores. I'm just saying, we mystify them. They're a joke. I've seen their actions. But if they want to be men and not be part of this, you can target the charities that are running it, catch them giving kids to convicted pedophiles, and blow up each one of the charities. They'll all turn and run. Blow them up with indictments, you bastards. You make me ashamed to be a Texan with your goddamn cowboy hats and strutting around. I'm a Texas Ranger. You are pieces of filth enabling this, and you can stop it. Not more DPS writing tickets. We need the damn trafficking centers busted. If I had law enforcement power, I could bust them in days. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's so easy. Run their license plates. Find who they are. Kids are turned over to pedophiles. Bust them. Bring down the charities. But you don't do it because you're cowards and you're part of it. So fuck the Texas Rangers. Fuck you.
And there's been people, Alex, who tell me our hands are tied because these sites are federal. Well, here's the thing.
Oh, they're all part of it. They're on the payroll. The Texas Rangers are part of it. They run it.
The Walmart shelters are not federal. They're state. They're not federal. They need state permits to run. The Walmart shelters need state permits. So someone in Austin, Texas, has to be given permits to the Walmart.
By the way, before Obama left, there was all this secret intel. They're setting up the Walmarts as camps for people. No, they were getting ready for this. Okay. Sorry, keep going.
No, man. No, I understand your frustration, Alex. That was me, and it's so bad to the point where I sort of have become numb to it because I saw it so often. But when I would see it firsthand, the first times, I was the way you were, and it still happens to me randomly where I'll be at my home and my family is like, why are you getting so angry? Why are you getting this?
Because you got a soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these children don't have.
You got a soul, voices too, Carlos. That's why.
And I'm trying my hardest to get the word out there, but it's difficult when people on the state.
I'm going to leave for 5 minutes. I'm so mad. Just don't, you talk to the camera. I'll be right back. Okay. I'm not going to blow up. Okay, keep going.
And there's been people in Austin, Texas, who tell me, well, off the record, Carlos, but we don't really mess with these organizations because. They also help us out with the foster care system. So you're basically telling me we're not going to push back on them because we need to help with foster care kids. So your mind starts racing. Well, if they got their hands dipped into the unaccompanied migrant children and they're also helping out with the foster care system, there's kids in the foster care system who are being escorted around here as well. And it's so evil to where it's branched out to all the kids in the United States. You know, you have the kids in Hawaii who went missing, and it makes you wonder, did you burn this down because you wanted more kids in the system? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, just causing all these disasters. And then you hear reports that 20,000 kids are missing from the island of Maui. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're in one of these Walmarts or they're in a shelter in the middle of the desert in Pecos, Texas. And it's funny because when you go to Pecos, Texas, the only thing there to do is a Walmart. And you either work at Walmart or you work at the migrant facility that's being run by an NGO there called Endeavors. And these people in these small towns go to these shelters because – to be a janitor, you get paid $300 a day And sometimes you, as a janitor at these facilities, you finish your work in 3 hours. You're free for the rest of the day. You still get your $300. Sometimes these jobs will pay you $40 an hour to sit at a table and just watch kids. In New York City, I was being paid $46 an hour and time and a half for overtime. So these jobs are paying insane types of money. So people look the other way when it comes to these jobs. And there's just so much money being thrown around that it's concerning, because they're just trying to fill up all these camps with as many children as they can. And you can't take care of all these children with, it's impossible to find so many people to take care of all these children in these camps and keep an eye on all of them and make sure they're not hurting themselves, or to make sure there's not some pedophile who slipped in the staff and is raping one of these children. It's mega facilities. It's towns where you have to walk 2 miles, 3 miles to get from one side of the camp to the other side. And who's to say that there's not a staff member abusing one of these kids and one of these.
And Greg Abbott could shut this down. The state police could do it, but they're too busy strutting around their cowboy hats riding tickets. And I tell you, it's disgusting. And there's pressure on Abbott, so he acts like he's doing something. He's aiding and abetting it. I'm not making him the top demon in this. I'm just saying this is going on. I've seen it. You've worked there. You've seen it. And Biden's the main guy, the globalist, Obama, the NGOs, the UN, and it goes right down. Again, I know the law, folks. I've talked to the feds. I've talked to people that are involved. All they've got to do is indict people giving kids to known child traffickers. The New York Times admits sex slavery, slave labor. We know the companies that did it. They're working, you know, 15 hours a day on these things. They won't do nothing, but they'll pull you over on your way from work and write you a ticket for 8 miles over the speed limit and strut around in their stupid cowboy outfit. You don't know how to rope. You don't know how to brand. You don't know. You're not a cowboy. You're not a Texan. You're a goddamn pedophile supporter. I'm just sick of it. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No. I wish we were in front of one of those camps right now.
We're going.
We're going soon. We got to go to the Pecos facility. We got to go to
Korea. We're coming.
And, because these shelters are getting ready to bring more children in, Alex, and it's not going to stop anything.
They'll probably send the Texas Rangers after us. Pedophile Incorporated. They're all a bunch of pedophile supporters, and God's going to destroy you. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double pay 3 points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm not going to give the inside baseball, but the pedophile networks running giant slave camps in Texas are about to get blown wide open, not just by us, but some big guys are taking action right now. Scott Bennett, former Army intel agent with the Key Intel, joins us coming up in about 6 minutes. But Carlos, you're a beautiful person. How do people follow you on Twitter? Carlos, S-T-E-X, with two S's. Everybody should follow you right now. We are going to be going to the board with you soon, and very exciting things happening as well. We'll leave it at that. You're an eyewitness to this giant operation. You got 4 minutes left to break. You've got the floor.
So I just want to name off all the cities, you know, where all these major facilities are at. And I wanted to put it out there for anyone who lives there. You got Pecos, Texas. You got Carrizo Springs. Carrizo Springs is about 10 minutes. No, not 10 minutes. I want to say a good 15 or 20 from Uvalde, Texas. And you also got McAllen, Texas. You got Brownsville, Texas. You got Harlingen, Texas. You got facilities out in El Paso. The El Paso airport, they're putting kids in Fort Bliss, one of the Army bases. You got Houston, Texas. Catholic Charities is out in Houston, Texas, housing these children. And, there's stuff going on in San Antonio, but I don't want to speak on San Antonio because I don't know exactly what it is, but I'll eventually figure it out. Anybody in these places that I mentioned, you go on Google ORR shelter facility, You'll eventually end up finding the address. You got to start exposing these places. You got to keep an eye on the vans at the airports. Midland, Texas is getting all the kids from Pecos, Texas. Every day there's children there being moved, and no one pays attention to it because the only people who fly into the Midland airport are oil rig workers. And it's a tiny, tiny airport with about maybe six terminals. I mean, they got just 1 through 6, and no one pays attention to any of those. So this is how they get away with it. They use the small airports to fly all these kids through them, and McAllen, Texas is the major one. So it's public property. They can't tell you you can't film. You're allowed to film there. And that's the only way that we can get these people to stop is they hate when it's on camera. They hate when you get children you get a little blonde child with somehow a Hispanic escort. How is that your relative? You know, how is that? It's not, you're escorting him. And when you go to these people, just try to get their badges. You know, they carry around a badge around the neck, try to get the company name. It's time to get exposed. And usually on social media, someone will do it and it dies down after a day. Because we don't have people who are out there every day. We need more people out there willing to go out there with their phone, to go out there with something. Just get it on the record, because the people who do this, they like to deny it, saying, well, you're lying. You have no video proof. You have no proof of any of this. And if you go to Muckraker, I'm wearing a sweater right now. He has a pinned tweet of children being moved. Alex has all this stuff. We need more of it. Because they like to tell you, oh, well, that's 3 years old. No, we need.
No, when you show up there, it's instant. It's everywhere. And you got my word. Owen just got out of prison for his free speech. He's going to go down. I'm going down. I got a great team of people. We got feds that are giving us, but you've been there. We're going soon. And we should probably just hire you as a reporter full time down there. Because like you said, so little people go and do this. And it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You show up to any town, vans, kids, babies. I mean, you look at it and it's just sick. It's like, I mean, you go in a restaurant to eat lunch, you walk out, it's still going on. You come back at midnight, it's going on. It's 24/7.
Yeah. In 2021, I got an email congratulating me by my former employer for saying, hey, congratulations. You moved close to 2,000 kids in less than 2 months.
All right, Carlos, you're going to be on the War Room at 4 p.m. in the second hour today. I suggest I do 2 hours of you with Owen Shorter today. God bless you. Get my number. I'm getting your number. We're going to the border, brother. Guarantee it.
Can't wait for it.
Can't wait, brother. We love you. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
You think, just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
I know when I smell blood of the New World Order, and Carlos Arellano is it. He is on record, blowing the whistle, newspapers everywhere, exposing sex trafficking. He's the bloodhound we're looking for. We're going in. We just blindly go down there and catch huge human trafficking. That guy has been at the tip of the spear of it. So I did a whole hour just now, and I didn't plug our products. And quite frankly, it's sick if people don't support us. I'm 100% real Team Humanity. I'm 100% committed to taking these people down. I'm 100% dyed-in-the-wool victory, ladies and gentlemen. And I need your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points, X2, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. Holy Toledo, folks. God put us in this position. God put you in this position to care about this and be involved right now. And this human trafficking Satanism is the Achilles heel of the New World Order. Plus, if we don't stand up for these children, that's why I've been so frustrated. I've been saying for 2 years, we need reporters full time on the border. And the funds aren't there. The enemy's pinned us down, but we're starting to dig out of it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get a water filtration system. They're all the best. Fund us. We're full in on this. We need your support. You say, where are the fighters? We're doing it. But we need your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Vaso Beats, X2, DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force. It's all there. get a Team Humanity t-shirt inspired by Elon Musk. I said, call it Team Humanity. He says, I agree. And now the EU's coming after him to shut him down. It's a catch-22. I can sit here and talk to millions of people, everything I do. I can sit here and do videos all day long. I can sit here and I've got, I'm not bragging, it's where God put me, unlimited interviews ready every day for 5-6 hours to do. But there's nothing like being on the ground. Think I want to drive 7 hours to the border? Think I want to see those smuggled kids? Think I want to stake out Walmarts? You think I want to do that? I do want to do that, but there's the issue of where I'm just like, we're here showing you the video that other people got, but when we get something like Carlos, we got to go in. We got to go in strong. I want to go in with helicopters. We've got them. Got to pay for them. The operators, the gas. I've got all the people ready to go. I'm ready to take them on, folks. I'm ready to win, not a bunch of crap. I've spent millions secretly funding groups to go save children, and almost all the groups did nothing. And it's right in front of us. For everything you've seen us do on air, this is a half our operation. My behind-the-scenes operation is the most powerful, and the enemy can't stand it because I'm not a CIA operative. I'm not trained by the enemy. I'm trained by God. And we're so close to getting them. We've got our hands around their necks. And all we got to do is politically decide to break their neck. Do it! Do it! You heard him. He's like, I'm down there. There's all these sex slaves. It's all confirmed in Senate reports, and no one's here. Everybody runs down to have a press conference with the governor and the Texas Rangers. When we watch cars all day pull up and pick up six-month-year-old babies with no paperwork to deliver them, child smuggling in front of you, illegal felonies all day long, but we don't have any law enforcement to help us because the judges will tell them no. These people are sick. They've got all the money, all the power. The last thing they don't have is the innocence of children. And that's why everything they do is about targeting it. Scott Bennett is a PhD U.S. Army Special Operations Officer, famous vindicated whistleblower. He joins us to talk about the waterfront and what's happening in the world today, the Great Awakening, and how the enemy's going to strike back. You can also find his website as well at globalfreedom.tv, globalfreedomtv.com, globalfreedomtv.com. Scott, I'm really pissed here because this thing is out in the open. If we don't respond and if we don't fight it, God is going to judge us. I don't have a view. I can spiritually feel it that God is enraged and God is saying, you will go face this. Do you understand? I can feel my orders coming down. Scott Bennett.
Yeah, you're right, Alex. There's a great awakening. There's a separation of the sheep and the goats. There are those who are feeling that inspiration and rising up. And at the same time, you're witnessing a disintegration of the United States, your disintegration of the courts, the disintegration of justice, of morality under this darkness, this disease of modern liberalism, globalism, occultism, New World Orderism, Satan worship, Luciferianism, Masonic worship, all whatever you want to call it, this darkness is all the same, and it's causing people to rise up. And I think, you know, you've got the tip of the spear in InfoWars, and I'll tell you, I was in Russia for 3 weeks on a secret operation, and I'll get more into it after the break. But I'll tell you this, Alex,
We're skipping the break. Go ahead.
Well, they know you in Russia, and they and I'll tell you, I had a wonderful time. I was on the ground, but let me just say first, you know, when you're talking about supporting InfoWars, it is absolutely essential for people to support InfoWars because every dollar they give is an artillery shell that you're firing into the body of the beast. Every donation is gunpowder to the information war, hence the name InfoWars. So Like we did before, we will commit our company to give $10 for every order on destroycancer.com to InfoWars. And we had a great turnout last time.
Did you ever pay that?
I would encourage people to go to the website www.destroy-cancer.com.
But regardless, people should find out about the Black Sab and all that. I don't even care about the funding. I appreciate the work you're doing.
Absolutely. It's a cancer killer. I killed the cancer I had on my back. A friend of mine's used it. Multiple friends have used it, and it kills cancer. And the agriculture is trying to stop it and all that. They say you can't put it on your skin or else, you know, it's this and that. All that's BS. This is a cancer killer. And if you put it on or you take it internally, it kills the cancer. So go to destroy-cancer.com, but we will give $10 for every order to InfoWars because we want to partner with you, Alex. You are, one of the great leaders of this movement, and we all have different angles of attack. We all have different patrol regions. We all have different skill sets, but we're also all united, and we put aside little differences to focus on the strategic goal.
I totally agree. What do you make of the big picture? Them saying Trump's going to be a dictator, crippling munitions for Ukraine, what you saw in Russia, the open borders, record level. I mean, it's just, even the average American is like, whoa, 20,000 people at one area. I mean, it is just insane. Eagle Pass, all of us.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we win in the end. I have no doubt. We always will win in the end. The American people, the conservatives, the traditionalists, the God-fearing people, the God-loving people. I don't care if you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever. Those who are inclined to family values, tradition, peace, prosperity, the Second Amendment, the all of the principles of conservatism. We always win in the end because the liberal globalist, godless atheists have nothing to sink their roots into. They're coming apart at the seams. So they're going to scream like stuck pigs. They're going to explode like mad dogs. They're going to have moments of terrible expressions of outrage, but all of that is sort of their last gasp. And we're witnessing, I think, Americans rise up like never before. I have absolute confidence. When I was in Russia, I'll say this, I flew 20 hours over to Russia. Then I rode 10 hours down to Donbass. I was on the ground in body armor, in the dirt, in the mud, in the snow, in the rocks, in the glass with the Russian Spetsnaz. I was an army officer, so I know how to take it. But anybody who hasn't been in body armor down there on the cold, on the ground, shouldn't be talking about Ukraine or Russia because they don't know what they're talking about. I was there. Nobody else was. And I saw what the men of Russia were all about. And they're about victory. They are the strongest, most resilient patriots you'd ever meet. They love InfoWars. They love Trump. Let me say that again. The Russian Spetsnaz patriots love Trump. And they realize he was impeached. They realize he was lied about. They realize Biden is a fake zombie child molesting, artificial puppet of Obama. They realize the European Union and the globalists and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and all these sick perverts are the source of all of the evil. They realize they were the source of, the Ukraine Frankenstein monster that was generated from 1998 and then in the Orange Revolution and then ultimately 2014. The Russians know all of this. What's fascinating is they haven't expressed an outrage, which I think Americans would have. Instead, they've been very calm, very peaceful, playing the long game. But their long game, Alex, is peace with the United States, fellowship with the United States, reunion with the conservatives in America. Like Russia and America were friends in 1776. And that may sound very old-fashioned to some, but that's the reality of where we're moving towards, is a friendship, an alliance, and a commonality with Russia that we haven't seen in over 100 years.
Well, let's talk about how long were you there in the Ukraine war zone? What did you witness? We've seen the footage. It's incredible. What did you witness?
Yeah, I was there for a week and a half before I went back to Moscow, and I was in Moscow for a full week and a half on television stations, four times a day. I was bouncing around to different channels, four times a day. But what I saw in Donbass, Alex, was the United States of America is financing and providing HIMARS and 155 artillery rounds and drones, which Elon Musk is providing the Starlink capability to, and these drones are targeting and killing Russians. But all of the Ukrainian armaments are being used to attack civilian hotels. I almost got killed multiple times by drones attacking us, HIMARS attacking us, HIMARS missiles, and they're very fast. It's not like you hear a boom, it's a boom, and you don't even know it's there. And it's quite earth-shattering. Mines the size of cow pies all over around our feet, pedal mines that you don't touch. You know, the Spetsnaz guys are experts, and they're always calling out, mine, mine, watch this, watch this. So I was back in Army training. I was back in Benning. I was back in my full-on, and it was kind of traumatic, to be honest with you, to go back into soldier mode. But, you know, I saw entire towns with windows shattered and their buildings completely crumbled into piles of bricks. I saw cars and the remnants of, you know, I Am Legend. You remember that movie, I Am Legend? That's what Donbass and Soledar and Mariupol looked like. But you still had resilient Russian people living there in these catacombs, in these ruins, and they weren't vindictive and bitter about America providing these weapons. They weren't hateful. They weren't spitting in my face or throwing rocks at me. They were sadly kind of shaking their head, wondering why is America doing this to us? Why, what have we done? Why is this happening? But at the same time, they were resolved to winning because they're facing Nazis. That's how the Russians look at this. They are facing a second patriotic war against Nazis. And I interrogated a lot of the Nazis. I was shuttled around, and I went back into my interrogator mode, and I was interviewing Azov Battalion, Nazi extremists covered with tattoos, asking them, questioning them. There's a lot of Americans that were on the ground, a lot of American officers that were on the ground that the Russians gracefully and mercifully allowed to leave, which I would never have done. I would have held them up and imprisoned them and held them on for trade, but instead the Russians let helicopters come in Mariupol and get a lot of the American officers out. So American officers, NATO officers have been on the ground providing the targeting and the weapon systems for Ukraine. I mean, the Ukrainians in many respects are just like chimpanzees banging on a keyboard. They don't know what they're doing. It's the NATO US officers and the British officers that are providing most of the targeting and the actual functionality of the war. The Ukrainians have just been thrust into the meat grinder, and Russia has set up a defensive perimeter.
And now that's all admitted, Scott. We've got Zelensky saying he's going to conscript women and 500,000 people, and now 70% of military-aged men are saying they're leaving Ukraine rather than be conscripted. I mean, this is just insane. So they've lost the war. But now Biden and the rest of them say, oh, we're going to full war. That's their October surprise.
Well, they've got a big surprise coming because no American's going to show up. No American's going to go into a draft. No American's going to go to Ukraine to fight Russia. We'd get our asses kicked like we've never had it kicked before. Plus, they're not going to go to Gaza either. But, you know, Russia has never wanted to fight the Ukrainians. That's the saddest part. They look at the Ukrainians like the prodigal son, and they've been trying to win them back, but they've been so brainwashed, so drug-induced, so fanatically corrupted by America, by the CIA, by the Tavistock Institute, by MI6. They're completely delusional. They've been, I mean, there's a whole history of the cultic a brainwashing of Ukraine for this very purpose. And the Russians have reluctantly entered into this fight, but they have won tactically, strategically. Ukraine is nowhere to go.
And that's all admitted. So Germany says they're mobilizing for war, getting a draft ready. What do you expect to come next?
I expect gay rainbow flags in Germany where they think they're somehow going to intimidate the Russians by the demonstrative nature of their homosexual proclivities, where the Russians will just kind of sniffle, sneeze, laugh, and say, yeah, whatever. There's no muscle or might behind Germany or France or NATO or Britain or America for that part. We've been deluded into this thought that we are Uncle Sam and Captain America, when in fact we're Barbie doll Ken, a metrosexual emasculate beta male, with pop guns. We have nothing compared to the Russian resolve. Every Russian soldier that I met was from different parts of Russia. I met Japanese and Koreans that were in the fight for Russia, that were not Russian citizens, but came to fight for Russia because they said it's the last uncorrupted country. And they're not corrupted by the globalists. They have traditional family values. They're a Christian Orthodox country. They're what America was in the 1940s and 50s. And they're not the communists anymore. I made a report to Speaker Johnson, to Matt Gaetz, to Marjorie Taylor Greene, to Jim Jordan, to a host of other conservative Republicans, advising them that I, Scott Bennett, a former military officer, author of Shell Game, who did a report on terrorist financing exposing the Obama administration, the Clinton Foundation, and all the terrorist financing they were illegally doing. I've went to Ukraine. I've spent 3 weeks there. And here's my report. The United States is involved in war crimes, the Biden administration specifically, because it's providing HIMARS, artillery shells, drone technology, and human resources, committing war crimes against civilians living in Donetsk, Mariupol, Soledar, and other places. This needs to be immediately heard in the United States House of Representatives and the Senate, and all funding needs to cease and desist, or else the United States is going to be a party to war crimes in the incoming tribunals that Russia is going to be petitioning be conducted.
What do you make of this footage 3 weeks ago of their new recruits, average age 62 or whatever, and a woman singing to them? They all look like dead men. They're out of troops. I mean, this is insane.
It is. It's a sad reality. That's why Russia, Ukraine has nothing left. It's a complete zombie military at this point. They're waiting to leave. You can see these guys that are there. What you don't see are the pregnant women that are killed and found in the trenches, not because Russians target them, but because the nature of the warfare, Alex, this is a drone war. This is a long-range artillery war, and that's not very forgiving with regards to the targets. So the Ukrainian military is being decimated, and I raise the fact that Ukraine has really annihilated, Zelensky has annihilated the entire Christian Orthodox population of Ukraine. Why? Has there been a Khazarian agenda, an Ashkenazi agenda, an Israeli agenda? This was told to me by some of the human intel assets that were on the grind from Russia, that much of Ukraine was being bought up by agents in Israel. You had Mossad sending 2,000 soldiers out of Ukraine back to Israel when Gaza, that episode unfolded. So there's been a lot of foreign interference, a lot of foreign participation. The Russians know about it. Netanyahu, of course, stabbed Russia in the back by providing Mossad officers to help the Ukrainians kill Russians. Netanyahu also stabbed President Trump in the back. But what I saw in Donbass was very simply American weapons being used to target civilians and kill old people and shoot at kindergartens.
Well, what we know is the globalists have dissolved our border.
Yeah.
And they are crushing our country and now saying NATO is going to go to full war with Russia because their energy's cut off. It's the CIA that blew up Nord Stream 2. So, Scott Bennett, let's come back. Let's talk about where you see this going, the election domestically, the borders, all of it, because we're living in an insane time right now. Scott Bennett's our guest, former Army Intel officer. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Man.video. They're not trying to shut down Elon Musk. The EU is. This is a crazy time to be alive. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double page points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there. Get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So, my name is Ken Heckenlavely. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones? That's because I use Rainforest every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brain Force. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And the
colors. So Scott Bennett, former Army Intel Officer, best-selling author, shifting out of Europe and what's happening there and the attempted escalations. Well, let's finish up with that. Do you think Biden saying we're going to script, we're going to have the draft, Zelensky saying is that desperation? How do you see this war in Ukraine with Russia ending, or does it expand? And then domestically, all the indictments of Trump have blown up in their face. He's way ahead in all the polls. What are they going to do next?
Well, you know, when I was in Russia, I wanted to impress upon them, and there's a variety of people that I met in the media, in the political realms, in the military realms, in the intel realms, that there are Americans like you, Alex, like me, like Tucker Carlson, that believe in the same thing the Russian people believe in: traditional family values, religion, conservatism, the right to live free lives, natural lives. free from the police state. And they understand that about America. I also wanted to impress upon them that this constituency of freedom-loving patriots are rising up to overthrow the tyranny that has oppressed us, I would say, since 2001 and the great psyop of the 9/11 attacks, which set us on this juggernaut of wreck and ruin across the world. We have awoken to the falsity behind that and the liars behind all of that. Nikki Haley, the fool who's up there trying to resurrect George Bush and Dick Cheney, all of these clowns in the neocon realm. We're not for that. We're not for the endless war. So I wanted to impress upon the Russians that we are in our own perestroika. We're in our own revolution, our own renaissance, our own revival, whatever you want to call it. We're in our Nineveh moment, and we will not surrender to a Sodom and Gomorrah future. And I think by the vitality of my passion, I was able to convey that because they certainly liked me enough to have me on live television all over Russian television studios. And like I said, they know you, Alex, and they like you. You should really absorb that. They like Alex Jones, the Russian people, the Russian conservative soldiers and politicians and media. They all like you. And they like President Trump. So we're naturally, glowing and radiant in the eyes of Russia. They're not an enemy. And they know that, people like us understand that. But we're in the overthrow of these globalist fools that are, infecting Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, and the United States, Biden and Trudeau and all the rest of them. So we're in a revolutionary moment, but I have great hope because I think the Russian people are going to win in Ukraine, of course. They're going to push all the way to Poland, and they're going to stop. They have no interest of going into the EU. They have no interest of doing anything
other than
arresting.
So you think they're not just going to stay in the EU? You think they will push to Poland?
They will go all the way to Poland eventually. They're not in a rush, though. They will do it incrementally and slowly, and they will be driving out the Ukrainian fascists. And I think that's where the CIA and the MI6 are going to be bringing them back to the United States to engage in domestic terrorism as false flag attacks for the police state that, Dinesh D'Souza's film, I think, captures a glimpse of. That's the agenda of the globalists and the Democrats. They have to create a police state. They have to use false flags to do it. And they also are going to try and trigger a war because they think that Americans are going to turn into Uncle Sam.
Well, I was about to say, the globalists know they're losing. Joe Biden says full mobilization. Your sons and daughters are going to be dying. I mean, they're claiming that Russians are going to turn the power off. Clearly, they're planning something big. They're admitting they're losing, so they're going to do something big.
They're going to wage a war against Iran. They're probably going to try and initiate an attack or a Gulf of Tonkin moment where they sink some ships in the Red Sea or the Persian Gulf or both. You already see that manifesting around Yemen and the Houthis. But I have no fear of Iran either.
Houthis playing into the trap?
Well, the Houthis have been warred against by the United States and Britain and Saudi Arabia for the past 10 years, if not longer. So they are simply responding to this Israeli expanding military aggression, which is turning into complete genocide.
What do you make of Israel? Because this has been a PR disaster for Israel.
No one remembers October 7th. The only thing people remember are the women and children that are crushed under concrete, the hospitals that are being decimated, and the bloody ruins of all the humanity that are being sacrificed in this meat grinder that Netanyahu is using to justify extermination of Gaza. The media in America doesn't cover it that way, but everywhere else does. In every other Muslim Arabic nation in North Africa, Indonesia, Turkey, Iran, Iraq,
so
Yemen.
What is Israel thinking? In fact, cue the clip up. We're on national Israeli television, their biggest channel. They say, I want war crimes. Kill them all. Don't they know the world's watching this? I'm not even anti-Israel. I'm just saying Israel clearly stood down. What is Israel thinking they're about to get out of this? It's clip 13. Israeli journalist Shimon Ricklin. I am for war crimes. I don't care if I'm criticized. I'm unable to sleep without watching homes in Gaza be destroyed. More houses, more buildings. I mean, you couldn't behave like the bad guy worst. Here's the clip. I'm for war crimes. I don't care if I'm criticized. And honestly, I don't care. I'm unable to sleep if I don't see houses being destroyed in Gaza. What do I say? More houses. More buildings. I want to see more of them destroyed. I want to be nothing for them to return to. In the Torah, it says to spread the earth, it goes on. Keep going. So, what's going on here, Scott Bennett?
Well, you know, sadly, you're seeing people like that, that give a bad name to every Jewish Israeli person. And I'm in agreement with you. We don't have animosity towards anyone for their religion or ethnicity of any description, but we certainly do not embrace warmongering lunatics like that, that are going to, as Doug McGregor has said, lead to the annihilation of Israel. And Scott Ritter said the same thing. And it's people like that that will lead to the annihilation of Israel. It will lead to a full-blown war that, I'll tell you this, Alex, the United States, if it thought that it could send missile ships into the Mediterranean, Red Sea, and Persian Gulf and somehow prevail, is going to be sorely surprised and disappointed, because you will have every Middle Eastern nation and guerrilla faction waging war against every ship, and you will have the annihilation of all of the U.S. forces in that region.
Well, they've already basically stopped oil trade there, so it's already causing a big problem.
So the U.S. would find itself very quickly annihilated and defeated, because we don't have any ability to run resources or supply lines. This is not 1990.
Yeah, so they say the Houthi thing's futile. It's a $2,000 drone versus a $2 million missile. They're winning.
They are, because they've been, you know, fighting guerrilla warfare, and this is their home turf. You know, so this is a no winner for the United States, and no American wants to be there. But it could end very disastrously if the United States, is
goaded into. But doesn't Israel get the PR? Cause I've got 100 videos. I didn't just play one saying, we're going to kill all of you. It's genocide. I got Jerusalem Post. We're going to create a new Auschwitz. Why would you talk like that?
Why would you talk like that? And unless you're being given over to strong delusion to believe a lie, as the Bible says, unless you've been given over to this madness that only you believe. I mean, sometimes it's hard to explain people's irrationality, but you don't go by the emotions. You go by the actions and the strategic layout of what is inevitably going to happen. Where are the dominoes going to fall? You can already see the line. And it's simply a mathematical calculation to determine in what time frame is this domino going to fall. And specifically in the geopolitical framework, how is Israel going to result in all of this? And I see all of Turkey and Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Pakistan, all mobilizing against Israel and cutting off all of
it. And the U.S. has to go in. So we see liberal media actually pushing all the Islamic propaganda. I see a major setup here for full war in the Middle East. Scott Bennett's our guest. Let's come back and talk about that and how we stop that. Stay with us. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double pay 3 points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazo Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now We have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Last year, we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We got an 11-minute segment left before the fourth hour starts with Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, great guy, really smart. Let's look big picture, though. Yeah, the whole world's turning against the globalists and the BlackRock, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, New World Order. Okay, great. But they're talking about power outages, we blame the Russians. They're talking about race attacks. They're talking about new viruses, which they're already hyping up. We shouldn't sit here, in my view, and think we're winning this. Yeah, we're winning hearts and minds. That's going to make the enemy strike back even harder. On your radar, Scott Bennett, what do you think the deep state's going to do to try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, from a psychological warfare perspective, I see everything that they're saying and doing is complete propaganda and nonsense. They're firing blanks. But for people who aren't trained in that, the blanks can be terrifying because they...
Well, that's right. There's a normalcy bias for those of us that study this. We see it as a joke. But people that don't know what they're facing, So we can't have that normalcy bias.
They traumatize, and trauma leads to sheep herded mentality and behaviors that then reinforce into public policy that compels the obedience of the totality of the population. That's the danger of allowing the ignorant and the weak and the stupid to determine national policy. So we don't have the right to be kind of quiet in our own little enclaves and simply stick to our own. The crowd that watches InfoWars, that watches Global Freedom TV, that watches Natural News, that, you know, we're all sort of sharper than the average.
But it's almost a weakness, though, because we know. We kind of project others know. That's our real weakness.
You know, and that's, I'll tell you this, Alex, next time I go to Russia, I'd like to take you with me because I think you'd be a powerful ambassador. That's the great thing that Americans have an opportunity to stand up and lead like we've never done before. We need to dust off the Ronald Reagan aura. We need to dust off the Teddy Roosevelt aura. We need to dust off the greatness that makes Americans radiant and buoyant and effervescent. That's why they loved us, you know, all over the world. That's why I was loved in Russia last time I was there, because I had a snap, crackle, and pop. I had a smile on my face. I had a joy, that the Russians kind of temperamentally don't have. But we do, because we're Americans. We were grown over the last 30, 40 years in a great America. And yes, it's kind of decayed into pervert land with LGBT, homosexuality, bug-eating, climate worship.
But the world wants a comeback story.
The world wants a comeback story, and there's no greater hero than an American, because honestly, we are heroes at heart. We've been bastardized and thrown off our game in many respects, and George Bush and Dick Cheney took us around the world kicking the crap out of all these mud hut sandal-wearing, man-dress-wearing Muslims. And we've ruined our reputation, but that doesn't mean we can't fix it. That doesn't mean we can't show love and forgiveness and humility and admit where we were wrong. And that's where the American Congress and the Republicans need to admit and recognize that we have been wrong by funding Ukraine and Zelensky. We're on the wrong side of history. And if these fools in Washington and the Republican ranks don't recognize that, they will be doomed. I do not see
that. That's right. America is destroying itself right now. We don't criticize America as we hate it. We love it. We have hijackers in control. They don't speak for us. But if we don't speak out and stop them, it's on us.
That's right. And I'll tell you, we have an opportunity. We naturally glow. We're naturally radiant. We're natural, optimistic people. And, we can resurrect that and show
only
that.
Only because
to
our
the
ancestors,
world.
Whether they were black, white, Hispanic, Asian, didn't matter. They came here because they believed in a better world.
Yes, yes, there's greatness. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's great joy in the American heart that the rest of the world, that's why they saw America as a city on the hill. Not because of our real estate, but because of our hearts.
Because not because we promote transgenderism and devil worship.
Traditions.
Because the enemy wanted to discredit us. They got us become an exporter of all this evil to turn the world off to us, yeah. Because what America signified was the greatest threat to them, 1776 worldwide.
I think that day at 1776, as you said before, is upon us. I see, you know, getting to the geopolitical situation, what may be happening in a lot of these realms. You know, the U.S. is going to try, under the Biden administration, I think they're going to try and do a thrust into a conflict, but I think it's all going to blow back. What they're doing in the Middle East is not going to gain ground. Russia's never going to let Iran fall, and China's not going to let Iran fall. So it's an end of story operation right there. The country we need to really look at and be careful is China, of course. They're the ones who are insidiously coming up across the border. Not Russia, not Iranians. I don't have any fear of Iran or Russia. I do have a concern about China because they think in 100-year terms. So we need to be diligent.
And don't think for a minute Russia doesn't know that.
Yeah, they do. That's true. Russia knows, and Putin has said the Chinese are the ones you have to be careful about. The Putin has recognized that China is a different being altogether. They're two-dimensional robotic thinking people. They're not creative, dynamic, industrial, scientific minded like the Americans and the Russians and the Germans have been. So, you know, we have more in common with Russia.
That's right. There's an alliance with the U.S., Germany, and Russia. The brain is the same. Nothing against the Chinese on average, but the issue is it's very robotic.
You know, you gravitate to who you're in, you know, you have affection with. You know, when I was in Russia, boy, I saw some beautiful girls that were conservative, traditional family values, smiley, happy women. I thought this is where you find wives if you're an American bachelor. And that's got nothing to do with anything that we have so much in common temperamentally. And the same thing with the European stock and the Germans and such. So I think Europe is going to throw off the Klaus Schwab, European Union, Ursula von Leyen, fascism, Nazism that's taken root. And you're going to see a renaissance. You're going to see a change in the European governments. They're going to
be right. The globalists have invested in China because they see that as their real end game.
Well, China is not something that, Europe or Russia have a natural disposition to unite with, because other than replicating things, other than manufacturing things on an economic level, there's no cultural affinity.
Well, to be clear, China is totally homogenous and is the most insular group there is. I'm not attacking them. They are literally,
right.
Hitler wished Germans were that supremacist. I mean, Chinese believe they are the Übermenschen.
Yes, you're right, Alex, and they think that way too. The other thing is they're distrusted by the other Asiatic people around that area. They're distrusted by the Filipinos. They're distrusted by the Japanese, by the Cambodians,
the Vietnamese, all of them. Why do they all hate Chinese so much?
Because China is like a locust. China is like an absorbing, personality. They absorb, they take. They thievery.
So the other Asian groups are territorial and just know that China's always trying to take over.
Yeah, and China has this, we're the big star and everybody else is a small star, as their flag communicates. It's just a temperamental, civilizational mindset. I mean, you could spend hours trying to dissect and analyze the Chinese mind, but for all intents and purposes, I think From a geopolitical position, we as Americans need to recognize China needs to be blocked from infiltrating the United States, infiltrating our universities.
No, I agree. If the Russians were a threat, I'd declare war on them. China is allied directly with BlackRock. The soulless bankers love China for a reason.
Yeah. They're a high-producing machine of economic output. Now, the other thing to watch is, of course, the southern border. What I see coming, and it needs to happen, Alex, is the return to the 13-colony mentality, the abandonment of the federal state, and that needs to happen as a slow-motion process. We've been creating...
Yeah, because the feds have betrayed us. They're captured. So the states...
Yes, they are. I'll tell you this, when you began your segment about going to the border, I'd be the first one to go down with you anytime, anywhere, anywhere in this globe. There's nowhere that I'm afraid of going.
No, we're
going
to go. We're going to go with the last guest. We'll go with you. We'll go with Michael Young. We're going.
The other thing that is the constitutional law enforcement. Everybody has the power of arrest, citizens arrest for violating the Constitution, violating state laws. This is where the constitutional law enforcement.
You're right. Liberalism is all about having no territorialism. You're territorial for a reason, folks. Your house, your family, your country. It's a defense mechanism. If you don't have it, you'll be conquered. We must become territorial again.
Yes. You go to your sheriff and say, we have a group of veterans, all constitutional law enforcement, constitutional honoring people. No one's a danger. No one's a threat. No one's a crazy. No one's going to kidnap Whitmer or do bad stuff. But we all love the Constitution.
No, and all the militia needs to be completely open, run by local government.
All needs to be run by local government, and all citizen patriots need to be the commanders of that local government. No federal.
And that's why the Fed infiltrated the militias in the 90s to turn them into clandestine kook groups led by feds. I'm not against the militia. I'm against Fed run. All right. Scott Bennett, thank you so much. Amazing hour. We just said I got a few more clips. I'm going to hand the baton. GlobalFreedomTV.com and your books. I can find it right there. Thank you, Scott Bennett.
Thank you, Alex.
Glad you came back alive. We'll be right back. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double pay 3 points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Maria Z takes over with Dr. Rima Lebo and others coming up in the hour. Wow, what a whistleblower. What an insider. Dr. Rima Lebo coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this information. Here's a clip from Putin on RT. He says, U.S. leadership says that if Russia wins in Ukraine, NATO countries will be next, but we do not need NATO countries. We don't. Well, I think Putin's missing this, or maybe in the full thing. I didn't see it. He doesn't get it. They're going to make Ukraine part of NATO and say Russia's attacking NATO. That's the point. So I'm out here trying to school Vladimir Putin, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're doing. And again, if the Russians were involved in our business and up my ass, I'd attack the Russians in 10 seconds, folks. They're not. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's Pfizer giving us poison shots, 20 million dead. And now they're going to script 500,000 people. It's official. We reported 2 days ago. Now Zelensky says, including women. Sick. Here's Putin.
I said, well, you do realize that Russia is not going to go to war with anyone. And we are not going to go to war today either. The U.S. leadership says that if Russia wins in Ukraine, NATO countries will be next. But why do we need NATO countries? We don't need any of these countries. We won't have anything to do with them in the future. But they're just saying that. Make them pay the rent.
And that's a unique, if you study geopolitics, a unique Russian perspective. You understand that there are continents, North America, South America, it goes on. You understand Russia is three times the size of the U.S. plus, a little more than three times. It's as big as Africa, the biggest continent. 80% of Russia does not have a town for 500 miles. They've got all the uranium. They've got all the trees, all the gold, all the oil, all the silver, all the nickel, all the cobalt, all the fertilizer. It's true. And since the Russians finally kicked out the communists out of 85 years of that, they said, hey, who wants to do business? And the globalists said, how about some bombs? Because they just want to take Russia over and get the goodies. When all we got to do is stop the war with Russia, and they're ready to do business. And I'm like Trump when he goes to Kim Jong-un and says, how about you get away from China? We can build all these hotels and golf courses and have all your people be rich. And Kim Jong-un reportedly was crying and said, I want to, but China won't let me. Can we just have golf courses instead of aircraft carriers? But see, there are a bunch of interests that don't want you to have a golf course or a Christian school or organic fields. They want war because that's what these bureaucrats have never been in a fight in their life thinks tough. What's tough is progress and women and children and families and our people peopling the stars and a spacefaring pro-human network that Elon Musk and I talked about 9 days ago. Team Humanity. Get the t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Team Humanity shirt, two different variants. With a nuclear family, That's what I stand for. And anybody attacking that, I'm your enemy. Did Putin dissolve our borders and child traffic the children? No. Did the globalists? Yes. Maria Z with Dr. Rima Lebo, always incredibly informative. Dr. Rima Lebo is incredible. Treated heads of state. Her husband was the head of the special operations. She's got so much intel. Coming up with Maria Z from Australia. And Dr. Rima Lebo, I guess, is in Central America last time I checked. So she is going to take over right now. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. Send the link out, Infowars.com/show, Bandout Video. And we have the live X links at Real Alex Jones. Millions of new people tuning in. It's beautiful. And what we want is prosperity and a pro-human future and to stop the globalist death cult. And then 3 p.m. in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, the War Room, with the big insider DHS whistleblower on. You want to save children? You want to stop the tyranny? So everybody tune in 3 p.m. in 55 minutes, 20 seconds. Owen Schroyer, the War Room today, Infowars.com/show. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And a lot of viewers may remember last week, I broke the news that bills HR6645 and S3428 were introduced into the United States, bills to exit the United Nations and the WHO. This news is so huge. And Dr. Rima Lebo has been warning the world about the dangers of the United Nations and the World Health Organization long before a lot of people understood the threat that these, you know, shadow government organizations really hold. And she joins us today to discuss. Dr. Labo, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Maria. Thank you for arranging this wonderful interview. I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, I think we need to talk about this more than possibly any other topic, and it's all important, don't get me wrong, but this is the globalist totalitarian one world government being set up before us through the UN, through the WHO, and now the United States is really taking action to exit. So I'm going to let you start with the history of the United Nations, which you call the not so sustainable 17 development goals, and what you really want people to understand about how evil this organization is and why we need to leave it.
I'm going to read you 10 names, Maria. They may be familiar to you, they may not. Alger Hiss, a communist from the United States. Tygve Lee, a socialist from Norway. Dag Hammarskjold, a socialist from Norway. U Thant, a socialist from Burma, now called Myanmar. Kurt Waldheim, a Nazi from Austria. Javier Perez de Soler, a socialist from Peru. Boutros-Ghali, a socialist from Egypt. Kofi Annan, a socialist from Ghana. Ban Ki-moon, a socialist from South Korea. And Antonio Guterres, a communist from Portugal. What do they have in common? That is the complete list of the 10 people who have been secretary generals of the United Nations. Now, you might say, okay, there's room in this big world for lots of different political ways to look at the world, except for the fact that the United Nations, and I suggest anybody who is interested in this, read the Charter of the United Nations, and you'll notice that it's a war document. There is no place in it for peace. There is no structure in the United States, in the United Nations, for peace. It's all about war. And by the way, the only country in the world under the system of the United Nations, the one that they're bringing in rapidly, the only country or the only agency in the world that can be armed is the United Nations. And currently, the United Nations holds the second largest military force under arms in the world, second only to the United States. Under the United Nations, states would retain only those forces and non-nuclear armaments required for maintaining internal order, policing. UN peace force equipped with agreed types and quantities of armaments would be fully functioning. The manufacture of armaments would be prohibited except for those agreed types and quantities to be used by the UN peace force. All other armaments would be destroyed or converted to peaceful purposes. The peacekeeping capabilities of the UN would be sufficiently strong as to assure peace in a disarmed world. Now, what I've just read to you is from a United States dogma bulletin called Freedom from War, the U.S. Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. And that was published in 1961 and is being implemented. And you might say, well, okay, if we could have world peace and only the United Nations would be enforcing that peace, that might be okay, except for the fact that the rest of what the United Nations wants is embodied in Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, cancelable currency, social credit scores to allow whether you eat or die, live or not, vast depopulation, which has been laid out in document after document. People are very much focused at this point on the World Health Organization. And God knows, I call it the World Holocaust Organization, Maria, because it is so devastatingly bad. But what they need to remember is that the WHO is but a subsidiary arm, a separate organization serving the needs of the United Nations, as is UNESCO, as the Food and Agriculture Organization, and all of them together have created a plan for the total destruction of every institution and every reality that makes up the collective that we call humanity. In fact, transhumanization, which of course gender confusion is meant to facilitate, you eventually don't have any need for your body, so they can take it over, they can change your DNA, as with the bioweapon injections that are already doing so. And eventually you just happily become part of the machine brain body interface, the internet of bodies, and through the self-assembling nanotechnology that's being inserted into us, through the injections, through chemtrails in the water, in the food, Animal Halsia, David Nixon, and others whom you have brought forward to your audiences as well, are making it clear that this is not conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy designed and implemented by these very forces that we're talking about, the entire United Nations system. It is focused on our destruction and the subjugation of those few who remain. To which my response is, don't you dare. And that's why I am so excited. It's hard to get me excited. It's easy to get me passionate, but it's hard to get me hopefully excited. I am so excited by what Chip Roy in the U.S. House of Representatives and Mike Lee in the U.S. Senate have done. They have given the Congress of the United...
Sorry, Dr. Labor, we've got to go to a break. We want to talk about these two bills and how important this is for the United States, and also the flow-on effect, because if the U.S. does this, the rest of the world will follow. In fact, I had a conversation in Australia that said, well, if the U.S. doesn't do it, we may not either. And so the reverse is true. We'll be back with Dr. Rima Labo right on the other side of this break.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Winter is coming.
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 Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Now back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back with Dr. Rima Labo. Just before the break, Dr. Rima, we were about to get into the bills, but I just want to say really quickly, in Australia, they've introduced this digital ID bill, which is essentially, you know, allowing the government into every corner of your phone and your files. And we looked at the comparison between the UK and Australia. And while they may deny that that's the capability that they're seeking through this bill, it leaves it very open to for the provision of something like this dystopian hellhole that they've created in the UK with their online safety bill. So, and what they've done in Australia is that they've given the public until the 19th of January for their submissions. I'll be posting about it in Telegram today. And so they're using this Christmas period when most people aren't paying attention to get this through. And so what usually happens over this period is people get into holiday mode. They don't necessarily engage with their members of Congress. And so I think this is why this is so vital, because they need to keep it top of mind before and after Christmas. So please go on with the information about these two bills and why they're actually so important, particularly in this time in history.
Absolutely. So Chip Roy in the United States House of Representatives, he's a Republican from Texas, and Mike Lee, who's a Republican from Utah in the Senate, have introduced a paired piece of legislation. There are two bills and they match. And it's called the Disengage Entirely from the United Nations Debacle Act. So that says it pretty well. Unfortunately, the acronym is defund, and it's not about defunding these organizations. It's about decamping. It's about leaving completely. Now, what these bills say is incredibly important, not only for the United States, but as you pointed out, Maria, for the world. And like you, I talk to people all over the world who are saying, well, if the United States leaves the death machine, because that's what it is, and let's call it exactly what it is. It is a death and destruction machine. We could just call it the UN and its associated bits and baubles. That'll do. If the United States leaves, or when the United States leaves, because we can make that happen, well then, what will happen is that other countries will say, oh, we can do that too. What a good idea. And the truth is that right now, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, these various bits and pieces are getting pushback. In fact, the horrible, horrible head of the WHO. I'm sorry, it was Klaus Schwab who most recently did it. Klaus Schwab of the WEF made a little video recently, and he seemed rather shaken by the fact that the anti-system forces which oppose the system are actually providing opposition. Well, yeah, Klaus, that's what anti-system kind of means. You got it. Good for you, Klaus. You're coming along well. So the point is that we are having enormous impact. The fact is we have to have total impact because some advantage or some movement won't do it. They are mobilizing their control systems and actualizing and activating them very actively with the 15-minute cities and the digital currency, which really should be called cancelable currency. That's the point. They give you some credits and they can take those credits away, much like God who giveth and taketh, except they're not gods. They think they're gods and we can't let them do that. So we need to pass these two bills. The truth is the Senate is controlled by the Democrats and they're not going to want to pass it at all. And the House is currently controlled in the 118th Congress by the Republicans, and they're going to dither. And I don't care what these politicians, these spineless, gutless, worthless, controlled, compromised beings who sit in these seats care about or believe. I don't care at all. I only care what they do. And the way to get them to do it is to have literally millions and millions of people in the United States pick up their freedom mouse. You've got one, I've got one, we've all got one, and go to preventgenocide2030.org, and right there on the homepage, there's a place for you to click. And when you click, you can enter your name, your address, and your phone number. Congress requires your phone number, and it'll sort out who your two congressmen and your one representative are, and then you click submit, and you send them a letter. And then the next thing you do is you click connect, and it connects you with their phone systems, and you either leave a message or speak directly to their staff. The next thing you do is send them a tweet on their official Twitters. And the next thing you do is upload a video, which you can make right then, a 30-second video. And we've got little scripts for you to make it easy. And you pound the Congress of the United States. You don't say, please, sir, would you please listen to me? You say, listen, you work for me, and I want out of this death system. And you say it in whatever way, whatever vernacular you choose to use. We, as I said, we have little scripts for you. Now, 100,000 people taking action is completely worthless, inactive, and ineffective. 1 million people, yeah, it's nice. 5 million people, pretty cool. 25 million, yeah, that's really useful. 50 million, that'll do it. They will exit. Can we get 50 million out of 330 million people in the United States? Once people understand that everything they value, from their kids to their cars, to their houses to their food, to their children to their DNA, is on the chopping block. Yes, I believe we can get 50 million people. I was talking to a professional lobbyist this morning, very, very intelligent and ethical person named Charlie Froman, who's a very wonderful resource for us all. And he is on Capitol Hill and he talks to these people all the time. And we were talking about what's needed. We get 50 million, we'll be out. Now, then the hard work starts. Once we are out of this death system, and make no mistake, as you start looking into the particulars of what they have in mind, it's everything. And if you don't think so, go to the White House website and look up the November 21st, 2022 G20 Declaration, which our sock puppet in charge signed, like all the other sock puppets in charge. The G20 Declaration lays out all of the things which just through the international health regulation amendments they are hoping to do. It leaves no freedom unturned, so to speak. It's a very impressive document. That's how thorough they are. So we're not
Let's talk about some of the particulars. Let's talk about some of the particulars on the other side of this break, because 50 million is a very large goal. People may think it's unachievable, but once people understand just how serious this is, and understand the full scope of the control that they want, they may change their tune. These are people that aren't awake would agree. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show. We're here with Dr. Rima Labo, and the website we want the world to know about today is PreventGenocide2030.org. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that I had a conversation with a former Australian politician, and I said, what do you think the likelihood of Australia exiting the WHO will be, because or the UN? Because for me, the only thing that I will accept as a taxpayer who pays the salary of these weasels who go into parliament and don't want to know why Australians are dying in droves. That's a real bill that was introduced into parliament by Senator Alex Antic. He wanted to know why so many Australians were dying, and most of parliament voted against finding out why people are dying at such high levels. Could you imagine it? In any other circumstance, minus the COVID injection, you'd think that the people that are there to serve the nation would want to know why the people that they're serving are dropping dead. But no, not the Australian Parliament. And so I said, well, these people serve us. I'm sick of seeing them behave as though my taxes don't put the food on their table every day. I'm going to make demands to exit the WHO, and I'm going to rally the Australian people but behind that. And so many people are rallying behind it. But I was told the likelihood is not very high unless the US does it first. And so I think we have this amazing opportunity here. Dr. Labo, you said to me in a recent interview that the public has never been this primed to exit organizations like the UN and the WHO, because even though you've been talking about this for years, many people were not aware or did not accept just how evil these organizations were.
That's absolutely true. And so the horrors that the make-believe pandemic, because we only had a propagandemic until the vaccines, so-called, were rolled out. We had lower death rates because people were not on the roads and they weren't exposed to hazards. And in the United States, 700 babies a week, 700 babies a week did not die of sudden infant death syndrome because they were not exposed to their well baby vaccines. That's, you know, it's a small number, but it counts for every one of those parents that gets to hold and raise their baby instead of burying their baby. 700 babies a week in the United States die from routine vaccination. And that's as things are now. Now, the plans, and I've mentioned this, and I've shared the actual World Health Organization documents for mandated vaccines, 500 novel vaccines mandated in the bodies of every man, woman, and child on the planet, except the elite, of course, by 2030, plus all the vaccines that we have now re-upped as mRNA vaccines. Those plans are for total destruction of our bodies. But more and more people have seen that everything that was brought to us as our protective governments protecting us from the pandemic turns out to have been a cataclysmic tragedy and a great tool for awakening. The bad guys, and they're very bad, want to use it as a great tool for destroying every freedom that we have. As Yuval Harari, the sidekick to Klaus Schwab, says, human rights are a story that we've made up for ourselves. If you open a human being, you'll find kidneys, heart, lungs, but you will not find any human rights. They don't exist. They're just our story. Well, I say they're our history. And they are our future. And so we must exit these killer organizations. And the way we do it is by taking the awareness that the COVID disaster, the debacle, as the name of the bill says, the COVID debacle has made people aware. Wait, what? 24% of the population surveyed by Rasmussen recently in the United States said they know of someone who has died directly from the safe and effective vaccines. Well, that 24% of the population is thinking about these things differently, and we have to reach them. Yeah, 50 million people is a lot of people. But you know what? Globally, we've already lost, according to the biostatisticians who know more about numbers than I do, globally, we've already lost 17 to 20 million people directly from these alleged vaccines. And every one of those people has a circle around them of others who are saying, wait, what? No, no. And we have to help them say never again. In the United States, one person out of six, one person out of five can pick up a Freedom Mouse and take an action. I don't think that's impossible to achieve. And when that happens, whether it's a Democrat-controlled Senate or Republican-controlled House, our force, our demand will frighten them into doing what we want. I don't care whether they're glad to do it or not. Doesn't matter to me. And once that happens, then we can rebuild society and extract the strands of destruction and death that these organizations have been weaving into us for over 100 years. This is all predatory philanthropy, Rockefellers all the way down, intention to do what they're about to do. And we have one last chance, in my strategic understanding of the situation. One last chance, because when the 118th Congress of the United States finishes on the 3rd of January, 2025, by that time, the globalist monsters will have accelerated their control of the systems and will be ready to spring the trap fully closed. We have one last chance, and the United States, for whatever reason, is in the position of critical leadership right now. Either we do it or we die. How about that? Either we do it or we die. I suggest we do it. I'm in favor of life. I know you are too, Maria. It's that critical. People may say, well, you know, she's exaggerating. Nope. Not even a little
no,
bit.
No, you're not exaggerating. And I want to say, you know, when I was in Vegas a few months ago speaking, and I spoke about some of the things that the United Nations have said that they're going to do, which includes them already entering the world into what they call a new social contract, referring to people as an object in the AI world society, where they will earn credits only for their behavior that is approved by the United Nations. They will not be able to earn a real income. The only way to earn those credits is to contribute to the expansion of this false reality that they're building, which is in the AI world society. You won't have a real job. You won't eat real food. Your entire life will be artificial. You'll be plugged into the hive mind of AI. And in that AI world society, they have openly called you an object. A contributor to this book is Ursula von der Leyen from the EU, who was really pioneering the Digital Services Act in the EU. And, you know, for anyone that wants to do more, I'm going to re-release the series that I did on Agenda 2045, Dr. Labor. I'm going to release it as one. I did that on the Stu Peters Network some time ago. I'm going to release it as one piece so that people can watch it in one hit and understand just how serious the United Nations is about turning you into a mindless drone through various forms of mental rape, through technology that controls you. The RAND Corporation says we're going to control people and manipulate them and coerce them and make them, force them to do things they normally would not do. This is how these people talk, through technology controlling human beings. So it's not only removing every single part of your freedoms, it is mind rape. I cannot put it any more lightly than what these people... Dr. Labor, we've got to go to break. So I want to continue this on the other side so that people understand the severity of this. But again, I'm going to mention the website one more time. PreventGenocide2030.org. I really am begging every single person listening to this today to tell at least one person about this action. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed, free shipping, double pay for your points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double page free points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thanksgiving 2023 is here, and I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we're here with our final segment with Dr. Rima Lebo. This amazing woman has such a strong understanding of the United Nations, the World Health Organization, Big Ag, Big Pharma, and how they all work together and are working together to set up a technocratic totalitarian dictatorship in the digital realm. She really gets it from day one, from the first day I spoke with her and watched her even before I spoke with her. And so, Dr. Labor, I really want you to spend the time in this segment getting your points across. What is it that you want to leave people with today?
I want to leave people with a future. What's intended for us, and it's articulated and written very clearly, is no future at all. Our children are to be damaged to the point where they can no longer love. That's what the entire comprehensive sexualization program is about. In Canada, it's known as Soji 123. I want to leave people with the understanding that unless and until we get ourselves out of this death machine, we will be controlled from the inside out through the wireless mesh network, the 5G, 6G, 10G, 47G, whatever it is, through the self-assembling nanotechnology that's being implanted into us through insulin, through chemtrails, et cetera. The work that you've done, Maria, with people like David Nixon and Anna Milhousia and Shimon Yanovitz and on and on, showing that these materials are being implanted into us to self-assemble and allow both monitoring and control. That's a destruction of our future. Our homes are being taken from us in the 10-minute cities, which are dog kennel concentration camps that we're being forced into around the world. Our minds, our homes, our children, our transportation, our pets, our food are all being taken from us so that we have either no life at all, because most of us will be dead, or a truncated life as a genetically modified, neurologically controlled serf. That's not a future. And therefore, what I want people to do is realize that they have at this moment, all around the world, a cataclysmic precipice in front of them. They either allow themselves to be pushed, led, guided, and deluded over that precipice, and humanity is destroyed. Or they say, no, I am a free soul. I am a divine being, and I will not allow, comply, participate in the destruction of myself and the future of all humanity. Our DNA, Maria, is our past. It's the record of our entire past. It's our present. It controls the proteins that are created, the processes that are carried out, our bodies, and it's our future. And our DNA is the central thing that's under attack here. So everything that we have been, everything that we are, and everything that we will be is under very, very careful, I must say, brilliantly orchestrated attack, waiting until the science was ready to completely crush humanity. Because these monsters, I don't know whether they're aliens or reptiles, I know that they're really, really bad people. And they're ready to crush us in the same way that dictators have always been ready to crush everybody who gets in their way, which is everybody, but they haven't had the science. Well, these monsters have bought the science for themselves, and now they're almost ready. We have one last chance.
But guess what?
And it starts with...
I agree. Sorry, I just wanted to play that clip of Schwab, if the team can get it up, because while they're ready to crush, they are also simultaneously acknowledging that all of the people that are aware of what you're talking about right now, regardless of what levels of awareness they're at. Whether they know about the hive mind and fully understand it, whether they understand about the Internet of Everything, and how this will actually be used in the smart cities and so on and so forth, and linked with central bank digital currency. Even if you don't fully understand and grasp all of that, the nanotech, whatever, you understand that there are evil forces that are aiming to control your life, and you see the symptomology everywhere, but the root, it comes from the UN. I mean, and those agencies above them that control them and work with them. But they're the ones with the influence on your dumb politician that just goes, well, the UN says we should have UNDRIP, which Article 46, they're saying that this is for Aboriginal rights, but Article 46 actually says, oh, but you're actually subject to the United Nations. I mean, they don't have the mental capacity to think in the way that people that tune into this broadcast do. So just let's play that clip of Schwab talking about how the anti-system movement is actually a threat to the system.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now, there is, of course, a anti-system, which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into private lives. It's dismantling the system.
It's dismantling the system. The system that wants,
yeah,
you know, to remove government control out of lives. That, of course we're dismantling it. Because our awareness and the work of people like you, Dr. Labo, and Alex's relentless exposure of these things over the years, and all of the wonderful independent media and people around the world, and people who absorb it and then do something with that information and go out and educate others, we are growing. So I don't want people to underestimate this or think it's unachievable. Schwab himself says you're a threat.
And that's really good news. If we force them, as we have forced the head of WHO, if we force Tedros to say, no, we're not taking away your sovereignty. If we force Schwab to say the anti-system people are threatening the system, well, yes, Schwab, that's actually what anti-system kind of means. You got it. We are, in fact, growing, and we are a threat to them now. Let's finish what we're threatening and destroy the United Nations, its obligations, organizations, bits and pieces, and get it the hell out of our lives so we can, as Alex just said, rebuild human society. And that's our task.
Absolutely agree. Again, the website is preventgenocide2030.org. Please, if you're listening or watching this today, radio listeners, share this as well. Share it on your social media platforms. Share it with your friends and family. Pick up the phone after this broadcast and call someone that you know and discuss this with them. Because I'm going to tell you, as an Aussie who, again, was told by a former politician, unless the United States does it, it's not likely. And I also think that a lot of people will bank on President Trump saying, When I get in, we're going to exit the WHO, which is a great commitment, but we don't have until then. We actually don't, because come May 2024, the WHO is officially the world's health dictator. And so this needs to happen now, not at the next election. And I really encourage people to focus on this before and after Christmas. And in this last, you know, little minute, Dr. Labo, I just, if you don't mind, I've learned so much from Alex over the years. I've learned so much from InfoWars over the years. I think it's very, very important to support this broadcast. I want to encourage everyone to get Alex's book. I myself got a signed copy, and I did that to support the broadcast. I really do think that without InfoWars, without the ability to reach people with this information, you know, I've interviewed Dr. Labo, and we've reached a lot of people. But this broadcast, nothing reaches as many people as this broadcast. It is so impactful and so important to the world. So if you can support this broadcast in whatever way you can, please. I think I would be very, very terrified of living in a world without InfoWars. Let me just say, it's been instrumental in changing this world, as are you, Dr. Rima. And so I just want to thank you for your time today. Thank you for exposing this. Again, preventgenocide2030.org. And we so appreciate you, Dr. Labo. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to appreciate you in the same way, Maria, and also Alex and InfoWars. Alex and I have known each other for many, many years. I support and I encourage the work that he's doing. He's brought you on as part of his core, and bravo. Now let's fix things the way you both advocate.
Well, always an honor to contribute to such a you know, InfoWars that will leave a mark in history and in a good way. Dr. Labo, thank you. And thank you to everyone today.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.